Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protected at expressvpn.com/Ben. So we have an inflation-ridden economy. We have a lot of investors who are very wary about putting their money back into this economy, given the regulatory environment being created by the Biden administration. And so their natural decision is to appoint for comptroller of the banking industry a person with Marxist leanings. So we've discussed the case of Saul Omarova over the past couple of weeks. This is the person that the Democrats want to be comptroller of the banks, essentially, run the banking industry in the United States. She has said in the past that she wishes to abolish all private holdings of savings accounts and checking accounts. That should all be done through the Federal Reserve. So then the Fed can determine who gets a loan and who does not. She said in the past she wants to bankrupt the oil and gas industry. Yesterday, she said she doesn't like Bitcoin. Yeah, no bleep you don't like Bitcoin. There's a shock. You mean a person who's in favor of centralized government control over every aspect of the economy doesn't like Bitcoin, which is the alternative to centralized government control of the economy? Color me shocked. Here is Saul Omarova, the Biden administration's communist nominee for running the banks. And by the way, when I say communist nominee, I mean she earned the Lenin Prize at the University of Moscow and will not reveal her PhD thesis before being nominated to this position.
Do you believe that a government-issued representation of currency, of value, is superior to private commerce?
I believe that we do have government-issued money right now in this country, and it's working great. And I worry about allowing private innovation to undermine a lot of important public policies.
Okay, so Bitcoin is bad. Bitcoin is super bad because it undermines public policies and undermines the government's ability to control all aspects of the currency. It is not. Bitcoin is a great alternative to the government inflating the currency, doing whatever it wants with your dollar, doing whatever it wants with your savings. Her deep desire to nationalize nearly everything should scare the hell out of everyone. Now, the left is trying to pretend that this is not true, right? The left is trying to pretend that she is actually anti-communist, that she is some sort of free marketeer, which is amazing since like 2 years ago, she tweeted out that there was no gender pay gap in the Soviet Union. She says that she chose in her PhD program to study American democratic theory, and she was on exchange at the University of Wisconsin. When the Soviet Union collapsed, she simply stayed. This is an absurdity. So her academic writing about the banking industry was all about centralizing all power. Okay, so in her book, The People's Ledger, How to Democratize Money and Finance the Economy, a 71-page academic study on how to separate big banks' lending features from their role as safekeepers of Americans' savings, she wanted the Federal Reserve to replace bank deposits. There's a reason she's being defended by Elizabeth Warren. Okay, so John Kennedy from Louisiana, he went after her in pretty colorful fashion. This, of course, made many people very angry. You're not allowed to mention communism or Marxism ever, because people might notice.
In 2019, you joined a Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things. You do. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
How dare he? How dare he? Now, she says now that she has a unique appreciation for our dynamic and diverse markets. But all of the things that she has said about our dynamic and diverse markets are critical of those dynamic and diverse markets, so far as I'm aware. She said that her articles are designed to expand the boundaries of academic debate. Oh, that's what it was. She was just raising issues. Just raising issues. Okay, so Elizabeth Warren, of course, says it's a red scare. It's how dare he? It's a red scare, says Elizabeth Warren, who herself has embodied a lot of sort of Marxist ideals in her own campaigning.
Professor Omarova, I know that the giant banks object to your willingness to enforce the law to keep our system safe and that you may cut into big bank profits. So they and their Republican buddies have declared war on you. The attacks on your nomination have been vicious and personal. We've just seen them. Sexism, racism, pages straight out of Joe McCarthy's 1950s Red Scare tactics. It is all there on full display. Welcome to Washington in 2021.
By the way, the name of her actual thesis was, quote, Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. So Yeah, I mean, it seems like there should be some open questions. Sherrod Brown did the same thing as the senator from Ohio trying to defend Omarova.
We know that a shadowy political group funded by former Trump staff has been fomenting these personal attacks and pushing radical right-wing news sites to spread misinformation. These inflammatory insinuations continue to stoke the unhinged rhetoric that has poisoned our politics. Now we know what happens when Trumpism meets McCarthyism. It's a cruelty no person should experience.
It's so tiresome. I'm sorry. This is so tiresome. How about we find out what she actually thinks and wonder whether somebody with Marxist leanings ought to control the banking industry in the United States? But really, Democrats keep, apparently they just think that if they keep shouting Trump over and over and over, then like Beetlejuice, he will appear and then win elections for them. This seems to be their opinion of the situation. Alrighty, in 1 second, we'll get to the chaos that has now broken out on the left side of the aisle. Everybody knows Joe Biden is not running for re-election at this point because he cannot even walk. It is very difficult to run for re-election when you cannot walk. We'll get some more on this in just 1 second. First, it is never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they will use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. It's comparable to what you get from other premium brands, but Raycons cost you like half. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds how it should sound with just the right amount of bass. They've got pure mode for podcast. They've got balanced mode for rock. They've got bass mode for hip hop. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime, a 32-hour battery life. They've also got that built-in mic. You can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music for work or play at home or on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you will end up using them every day the way that I do. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. Hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only. You don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Alrighty, so one thing has become eminently clear on the left side of the aisle, and that is that they are panicked about 2024. The reason they're panicked about 2024 is because Joe Biden made the idiotic decision to pick as his vice president not somebody who was a plausible 2024 candidate, but somebody who had completely flamed out as an early candidate in 2020, Kamala Harris, who didn't even last through the California primary. She didn't even get to her home state, despite being the early leader in the presidential race. She had all of the benefits of intersectionality. She was a senator from California. She had shellacked Joe Biden in the first debate by suggesting that he was a racist, and then later in the race suggested that he was a sexual assaulter. And then she dropped out of the race because she's terrible at everything, because all she has done for her entire career is fail up. Democrats are so disquieted with her that CNN reported the other day they were talking about elevating her to the Supreme Court just to get her out of the way. That would be the greatest case of failing upward in American history. You go from being a crappy AG to being a crappy senator to being a crappy vice president to being a crappy Supreme Court justice. Really, America is the land of opportunity. Okay, well, Kamala Harris did get another national interview yesterday, and they all go badly for her. She's with George Stephanopoulos. I will never, ever, ever get over the fact that George Stephanopoulos is presented as a news person. I will never get over it, as an objective news person. This guy was an advisor to Hillary and Bill Clinton. Again, if Karl Rove were presented as an objective news reporter, that is the equivalent of making George Stephanopoulos an objective news source. The media bias is so rife, but here's the thing. Kamala Harris can't even sound good when speaking with George Stephanopoulos, whose job it is to carry around a drool cup for her. It's insane. So here is Kamala Harris explaining that you can't fix the border.
8 months ago, the president gave you the job of addressing the root causes of migration. But last month, we learned that in the past year, had the highest number of illegal border crossings since they started to be recorded in 1960. What are you doing to turn that around? How long will it take?
Well, it's not going to be overnight. We can't just flip a switch and make it better. The reality is that we inherited a system, an immigration system, that was deeply broken, and it's requiring us to actually put it back together in terms of creating a fair process that is effective and efficient.
Okay, yeah, we can't fix it is really not a good answer, considering this was delegated to you. This was your job. Joe Biden sent you down, not to the border, to the Latin American, Central American triangle to try and solve this thing. You've done nothing. And then you said that you had visited the border when you had not visited the border. And then you said you don't understand why you should visit the border. And you're almost laughing. We can tell. You're almost laughing. The nervous bizarre cackle that breaks out every time Kamala Harris is asked a question. She's almost there with every one of these questions. And these are not super tough questions. Okay, George Stephanopoulos then asked her a softball. Does she feel underused as Vice President of the United States? And here is her inspiring answer.
We're getting things done, and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No, I don't. I am very excited about the work that we have accomplished, but I am also absolutely, absolutely clear-eyed that there is a lot more to do, and we're going to get it done.
Yeah, man. And then she said she wanted to bring down the cost of living. This worked out well for her boss. Joe Biden, you'll remember, last year suggested he was going to get down the cost of living. Since then, the price of a Thanksgiving dinner has exploded about 20%. Here is Kamala Harris.
The cost of groceries has gone up. The cost of gas has gone up. And this is all happening in the context of 2 years of a pandemic. It's one of the highest priorities, actually, for the president and for me. And so we're dealing with this issue in a number of ways. Short term, one of the issues is the supply chain. We're seeing a bottleneck, and we need to relieve that bottleneck. So we brought together everyone from the Teamsters to Target to say, hey, let's all bring everyone together, from the truckers to the folks who are moving product, and let's open up some of our major ports for work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So this is not going down for Kamala Harris. It's not going well. And the Democrats are looking forward to 2024. And the other person they keep trotting out there is Pete Buttigieg. Good luck with that. Like, really, the American people are definitely going to embrace the guy who went missing on the job for 2 months because he was on paternity leave. Despite the fact that, again, paternity leave was originally designed so that you can help care for a person who just experienced physical trauma, namely your wife. Pete Buttigieg took a 2-month paternity leave in the middle of a supply chain crisis and no one noticed. And then he came back and bragged about how he was a wonderful person for having taken 2 months of paternity leave on the public dime. So, yeah, good luck. Really, good luck. The intersectional firefight between the LGBT wing of the Democratic Party and the people of color wing of the Democratic Party is going to be a wonder to watch. But, says Politico, there is one person who's being forgotten in all of this mathematical calculation about who ought to be the 2024 Democratic nominee. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, we'll get some more on this in just one moment. First, have you ever been at a cafe and you're working on your laptop and you think to yourself, okay, well, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to leave the laptop open right here. Well, that is sometimes okay, and sometimes that is really, really not okay. Because it turns out that if you leave your laptop open, people can just read right off your screen, which is a dumb thing to do. So why would you do that except by exposing your internet data? Instead, head on over to ExpressVPN and protect yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that network can gain access to your personal data. We're talking like passwords, financial details, everything that matters to you. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. So why use ExpressVPN? It creates an encrypted, secure tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal that sensitive data. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/Ben today. I've been using ExpressVPN for years. You should too. One click of a button. You can download it. One click. It now works. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Politico has an interesting idea about who should run for president in 2024. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first First Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the verdict is in. Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty on all counts. Not guilty on all counts. That is very good news for the country. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, who did finish his colonoscopy, he apparently had cleaned him out in some way because he came out and he said that we should respect the verdict because the jury system works, which is the best thing he has said in his entire time as presidency, so far as I am concerned. Here was what it sounded like when the jury announced its verdict earlier today.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read?
Okay, and if you can't see the video, Rittenhouse essentially collapses in tears. Now, remember, we were told by the entire blue checkmarked media that when he cried on the stand while recounting what happened to him that night, it was because white tears, it was all fake, just like it was fake for Brett Kavanaugh. I want you to remember this, because the media lied to you, and they lied to you routinely. Never forget that these people created this situation in the first place. Remember, this all began with a lie. It began with the lie that Jacob Blake was an alleged rapist. The police were calm on him because he went to his ex-girlfriend's home. She called the cops. The police arrived. He resisted arrest. He had a knife and turned his back on the cops while holding a knife and was shot for his trouble. The media treated that as a vicious white supremacist murder by the cops. That led to riots in Kenosha. Those riots in Kenosha were defended by the media as mostly peaceful. Kyle Rittenhouse then went to Kenosha in order to protect private property and provide medical aid, at which point he was attacked by three people, all of whom had significant criminal records. One of whom was an actual convicted child molester. He shot two of them. All three were white. And then the media declared that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist mass shooter. The media created the situation. They fomented the situation. They lit the fire, and then they watched it burn, and then they fanned the flames. Because this is what they are. They are garbage beginning to end. They lied to you. They lied about the situation. They continue to lie today. I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning. This is right after the Rittenhouse shootings. Here's a little compendium of our friends in the media completely botching the facts and lying to Americans over and over and over again.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter. He's a 17-year-old kid. He shouldn't have had a gun. He crossed state lines to supposedly protect property. No, he was going out to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a vigilante. Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
A 17-year-old vigilante, arguably a domestic terrorist, picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy who's deeply racist, went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest looking to get in trouble. He did. He murdered a couple of people.
Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old kid, just running around, shooting and killing protesters.
You see the 17-year-old who was radicalized by Trumpism, took his AR-15 to Kenosha and became a killer.
A white, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving, Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
These people are garbage. They were lying to you at the time. And here's the thing. Now that we know, they continue to lie. They continue to lie. Okay, and the Biden campaign lied about Kyle Rittenhouse. This was not just the media. It was a Democrat media complex dedicated to the lie that what happened in Kenosha was a righteous explosion of anger at white supremacy in the United States, and therefore that Kyle Rittenhouse was an evil emissary of the Trump campaign and white supremacy more generally. This was a lie that was promulgated by Joe Biden's campaign. It was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who were calling up Jacob Blake. It was Kamala Harris, the current vice president of the United States, who told alleged rapist Jacob Blake that she was proud of him. That she was proud of him. It was the president of the United States who called up Jacob Blake and talked with him and said he talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. They fomented this. Here was an ad from the Joe Biden campaign, September 2020.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you prepared
to do
specifically?
That, do it.
There's the image of Kyle Rittenhouse in the middle of that Joe Biden campaign ad. They created this. They own it. And now here's the thing. They got caught in the lie, just like with Covington Catholic, just like with Brett Kavanaugh, just like with the Russia hoax, just like with all of it. They got caught in the lie because they are liars, because they are liars beginning to end. The narrative is the only thing that matters. And they were willing to make the blood sacrifice of Kyle Rittenhouse in order to promote that narrative. And here's the thing. They are still willing to make the blood sacrifice in order to promote the narrative, because now the facts are out. It was justifiable at the beginning to say, you know what? Let's wait. Let's see. And then it became pretty quickly not justifiable because all the tape emerged. And then the prosecution happened. And maybe the prosecution had something. Maybe they had a piece of evidence that we didn't know about it. Maybe they knew something that you didn't. But it turned out they knew nothing. It turned out they had no evidence. They had nothing. Nada. In fact, all of their witnesses were defense witnesses. And still the media couldn't stop lying. Still, the political actors in the Democratic Party could not stop lying. Kyle Rittenhouse had to be the face of evil white supremacy. Kyle Rittenhouse had to be the face of Trumpism. And even after his acquittal today, the media continue to promulgate the lie. They are rewriting history in real time. You don't let them do it. I won't let them do it. None of us should let them do it. They are liars, and allowing them to rewrite history in real time, rewrite fact patterns in real time, it means the end of the country, the end of the truth. We're going to fight that. We will be right back. Stick around. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
70.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So as I say, the Democrat media complex, they created this and they are liars and they will maintain the lie. Just because Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted today, as he should have been legally and morally, does not mean that these bastards won't continue to lie to you, and lie about you and lie about the country and lie about the state of play. Now, earlier, I said that Joe Biden had come out and he had said that he didn't watch the trial. And so he really had no opinion and the jury had done its job. And that's what Joe Biden said. Now he's released a statement. It's amazing. The man can't do anything right for more than 22 seconds before Ron Klain steers him wrong again. He just released a statement. Did our not all there president. Quote, while the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Why are you angry and concerned? Was it because you slandered Kyle Rittenhouse as white supremacist in your campaign ad? Are you angry and concerned because he might sue your ass for defamation, as you probably should? Why are you angry and concerned, sir? What do you know about this trial that we don't? They are liars, and they will rewrite history to make the lie stick. This is why they keep trotting out Michael Brown as though he was an innocent, or Jacob Blake as though he was an innocent. Because all that matters is the narrative. They will continue to lie and lie and lie. Do not pay attention to them. Get better news sources and tell all your friends to do the same. Here, let me just give you this. Here is Yahoo News' description. This is post-acquittal. Okay, post-acquittal. Here was their description of what happened to Rittenhouse. Quote, Rittenhouse was 17 when he carried an AR-style semi-automatic rifle on the streets of Kenosha during a turbulent protest against racial injustice in the summer of 2020 and opened fire on demonstrators, killing Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and seriously wounding Gage Grosskreutz. Okay, that is the least accurate description of what happened I have ever seen. According to Yahoo News, after the trial, after the video, after drone footage, after witness testimony, after physical evidence, after that, their description of this was not Kyle Rittenhouse went to Kenosha in the middle of riots to defend private property. He was accosted by a convicted child molester and chased. He turned around and shot that man when he lunged for the gun. Then he was chased by a mob who was trying to kill him, and he shot two other people, killing one. That would be an accurate depiction of what happened. According to Yahoo News, he just arrived during a turbulent protest and then opened fire on demonstrators, just randomly spraying them with bullets, apparently. These liars, they are liars. They lie to you. And if this were you, they would lie about you because they don't care how many eggs they have to break in order to make the omelet. They do not care. If you are an obstacle to their utopian vision of what America should be like, they will break you. They will destroy you. They would have gladly sent a 17-year-old kid to prison for the rest of his life for an act of self-defense. And they are weeping today because Kyle Rittenhouse isn't going to spend the rest of his life behind bars for a crime he never committed and didn't commit on video. Here was CNN today decrying the legal process. Oh, well, you know, the problem with the legal process, says CNN, is that, you know, really the law is just favorable to the defendant.
The law in Wisconsin is very favorable to a defendant claiming self-defense. The prosecution has to affirmatively disprove self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. If the jury went back there and had some reasonable doubt, then they were to return a not guilty verdict. And that, it appears, is what they've done.
Well, you know, the law of self, by the way, can I explain something? The law of self-defense is a key element of every legal regime ever in human history. If there's a legal regime, it includes the law of self-defense. That is the only law that mattered here. This is not because the law was favorable to the defense. It's because the defendant didn't commit a crime. They all know this, but they're going to lie. They're going to pretend that he got off on a technicality. He did not get off on a technicality, Kyle Rittenhouse. He got off because he never should have been indicted in the first place, and only because the prosecutor is a despicable lying hack was this ever brought. By the way, this speaks to a broader fact, which is that Republicans, conservatives, freedom-minded people need to start electing DAs who aren't outgrowths of a progressive legal thinking system that believes that you should indict people for no reason so long as they fit the check marks that you need for your narrative. And it wasn't just that guy on CNN. You got Bob Bianchi, former head prosecutor for New Jersey, Morris County, New Jersey on CNN, saying, you know, innocence, well, yeah, it's a mistaken belief.
It's not about narratives. It's unfortunate that narratives is a tale wagging the dog here. It's the facts that came out during the course of the case that showed that those narratives were in large part completely inaccurate. And so this jury did its job by looking at the facts, taking its time, deliberating over the evidence. And even though it may have been a mistaken belief, they believe Kyle Rittenhouse, under those circumstances, felt not only death, but great bodily harm. A lot of people are missing that.
Mistaken belief? Where's the mistaken belief coming from? He's doing well until he gets to mistaken belief. Okay, this isn't the worst of the worst. Okay, this is not even close to the worst of the worst. You got MSNBC, all of their guests doing the same thing. Eugene Robinson says this is a vindication of vigilantism. Weird. Because what it seems like more is a vindication of the fact that if a child molester tries to grab your gun, you can shoot him. Or the vindication of the fact that if a man approaches you with a pistol to shoot you, you're allowed to shoot him in the bicep. Or the fact that if somebody tries to smack you in the face with a skateboard repeatedly, you can shoot him. That doesn't sound super a lot like vigilantism.
You know, it's, so there are unique things about this case. But what concerns me, though, is that the result will be seen as a vindication of vigilantism, of what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing, the larger context of what he was doing, you know, during these demonstrations over the shooting of Jacob Blake.
You got Ben Rhodes doing the same routine, the former hack writer turned foreign policy advisor. He says, quote, a very dark message sent to all the other heavily armed would-be vigilantes out there. Oh, it's about vigilantism now. It's about, well, you know what? For most of them, it's about race. They're still trying to turn this into a race case. Every person Kyle Rittenhouse shot was white. Kyle Rittenhouse is white. There are no black people involved in this case, period. None. It does not matter. You know what's trending on Twitter today? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was trending on Twitter. This case does not include a single black human. Not one. It does not matter. It has to fit the narrative. Which is why you have, for example, Celeste Ng, who is the writer of Little Fires Everywhere, tweeting out, so basically it's cool to just have an AR-15 and go out and hunt black people as long as you're white. The people he shot weren't even black. What are you talking about? Doesn't matter. Stephen King, quote, so the white guy goes free? Is that the message? No, the message is that the white guy can defend himself just like anybody else. Hey, you have Nicole Hannah-Jones. Remember, Nicole Hannah-Jones is seen as a real intellectual by the left. I don't know what to make of that. I honestly don't know whether that means that the left is just so unbelievably stupid, like with the brain power of an earthworm, that to them she looks brilliant, or they're just patronizing her by pretending that she's smart. Because Nicole Hannah-Jones has never said a true thing as far as I'm aware. It was just last week when she claimed that we dropped the A-bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki because of the sunk cost fallacy. Because we wanted to prove that we'd spent our money wisely on the Manhattan Project. I mean, she's a complete fool from beginning to end. So here's what this complete fool had to tweet. Quote, in this country, you can even kill white people and get away with it if those white people are fighting for black lives. This is the legacy of 1619. So just to get this straight, a white man shooting a white child molester and a white criminal and a white person trying to kill him is the legacy of 1619. Weird. Weird take by Nicole Hannah-Jones. By the way, she then followed up that tweet by suggesting that he crossed state lines with a gun, which he didn't even do. Because she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Because she doesn't care what she's talking about. Because the facts do not matter. They don't matter. Here's Joy Reid, the bloviating bag of stupid over on MSNBC. Quote, we knew, but it's sometimes helpful to remind ourselves how America was designed to work. It continues to work as designed. We have learned again what is considered legal for some people to do in America. It's helpful to know where you stand in your country. Be safe out there. Self-defense is legal for everyone, Joy. For everyone. But she says only some people will be acquitted under these circumstances. Weird, because at the beginning of October, the city of Chicago literally refused to prosecute a case in which two members of gangs were shooting at each other. One person died and two suspects were wounded. And the city of Chicago was like, we're not even going to prosecute them. Everyone involved was a person of color. Okay, like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about or what she thinks she's talking about, but this passes for wisdom in left-wing circles. She also put out a blog post, not the old blog post where she ripped on gay people, a new blog post. It says, Kyle Rittenhouse trial was designed to protect white conservatives who kill. Nailed it. Meanwhile, Letitia James, who wants to run for governor of New York after kneecapping Andrew Cuomo, she tweeted out, this is a dark day for our justice system. As a lawyer, I respect jury verdicts, but this is yet another reminder that our system needs to be uprooted and reformed. So you don't respect jury verdicts. You just want to destroy the system. These folks are they're rewriting history. And I promise you, 3 years from now, the left will still be saying that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist murderer. They will still be citing the name of Joseph Rosenbaum as some sort of martyr to the cause of black lives. Even though he's the only person in the entire situation who did anything that had to do with race. By the way, what did he have to do with race that night? He shouted the N-word. But he was the guy defending black lives. Cori Bush, the liar who suggested that when she was marching in Ferguson, Missouri, white people were camped out on a hill nearby shooting at her, which is a complete lie, fabrication, made up, top to bottom. She tweeted out, the judge, The jury. The defendant. It's white supremacy in action. This system isn't built to hold white supremacists accountable. It's why black and brown folks are brutalized and put in cages while white supremacist murderers walk free. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm heartbroken. Amazing. The narrative demands that this be about the subjugation of black people. There are no black people involved. So they'll just ignore that and just go right for it anyway. It's incredible. By the way, I hope Kyle Rittenhouse sues these jackasses into the ground. I hope that he Covington Catholics these people into bankruptcy. I hope that Kyle Rittenhouse has a house made of money when all this is over. I hope that Kyle Rittenhouse is sitting atop a pile of cash because of these people. Just because they are liars and they deserve it. Bill de Blasio, the commie groundhog murderer from New York, he tweeted out, Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum are victims. They should be alive today. They're victims, you see. Anthony Huber, who was convicted of assaulting his brother and mother, and Joseph Rosenbaum, convicted child molester, both of whom attempted to murder a 17-year-old. They're victims, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. That's not a surprise. He is kind of friendly with some terrorist groups. He says they should be alive today. The only reason they're not is because a violent, dangerous man chose to take a gun across state lines and start shooting people. To call this a miscarriage of justice is an understatement. It's a lie. It's all entirely a lie, and they know it's a lie, and they don't care. They don't. This is the part that's so mind-boggling. If you're a moral human being, you should care at least a little about the truth of particular fact patterns. They don't care at all. It's not like we don't have video of this stuff. We have video of Kyle Rittenhouse that night before any of the shootings take place explaining why he was there. This is clip 22. Here's Kyle Rittenhouse that night explaining why he was there. Does this sound like a young man who's looking to murder people? Does this sound like a young man who is looking to come to Kenosha and just start strafing people with bullets?
So people are getting injured, and our job is to protect this business, and part of my job is also help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I need to protect myself, obviously. But I'm glad my men can. We're protecting from the citizens, and I just got pepper sprayed by a person in the crowd.
So you had non-lethal, but you didn't respond.
We don't have non-lethal.
So you guys are full on ready to defend the property?
Yes, we are. Hey, now, if I can ask, can you guys step back? Medical, EMS right here. I'm an EMT.
Okay, and then at the end of the video, he's called off to do some medical help for one of the people who's rioting. Sounds like a guy who's just out there to murder people. Adriano Espaillat, who's a representative from New York, congressman, he said, Kyle Rittenhouse is living proof that white tears can still forestall justice. A murderer is once again walking free today. Our system is terribly broken. Why? Because Kyle Rittenhouse cried. He had the temerity to cry in court. White tears. So they're just reading from the hymnal of Robin DiAngelo. White tears are bad because white tears elicit emotional responses in white juries. And this is just another example of black people being subjugated. You know the pretzels they have to twist themselves in to stick their heads this far up their own asses? Honest to God, Joe Biden and other Democrats who think like he does about these particular issues, I have to wonder why they even had to perform a colonoscopy. Couldn't Joe Biden just see in there? Apparently, all the Democrats can. Gavin Newsom, the androgynous human Ken doll, governor of California, he tweeted, America today, you can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, shoot and kill people, and get away with it. That's the message we've just sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. Is it, though? Is that the message that we sent? Because the message that you guys kept sending is that riots were good. Property destruction was good. Hell, attempting to murder a 17-year-old was good. All of that was good. That made you a hero. It made you a person worthy of emulation and defense. They are rewriting reality in real time. And if you're not mad about it, you got to get mad about it. It's important to be mad about it. It's important because you need to tell everyone you know that these people are liars and they cannot be trusted. Because if they lie about this, they lie about everything. And they do. And they do. In just one second, we're going to get to the ACLU's response. Remember that time the ACLU was the American Civil Liberties Union, as opposed to a hack organization of Democrat media sycophants? Well, wait until you hear what they had to say about this case. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Palo Cedro Chamber of Commerce presents the 27th Annual Country Christmas Family Celebration, Friday, December 3rd, from 8 to 5 p.m. Come enjoy food and spirited drinks, vendors and shopping, local entertainment, crafts, games and photo ops with Santa for the kids, and sleigh bed races, and win a $1,000 grand prize in the gingerbread contest. Yes, it's all happening on Friday, December 3rd, from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Holiday Market Village in Palo Cedro. See you there.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the liars are lying, and they will continue lying until you believe the lie. That is the message that we are getting from our media today and from the Democrat media complex generally. The ACLU, which used to be in favor of civil liberties. I'm old enough to remember when they were in favor of civil liberties. I mean, it was right in their name, ACLU. The C and the L stood for civil liberties. Now, they're tweeting out just lies about Kyle Rittenhouse. Quote, despite Kyle Rittenhouse's conscious decision to travel across state lines and injure one person and take the lives of two people protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake by police, he was not held responsible for his actions. Unfortunately, this is not surprising. This is not surprising. It is far too easy to overlook the impact that violence in defense of white supremacy has on the black and brown communities. There's no evidence that he was a white supremacist. Also, by the way, you will notice that, you know, one of the things you're allowed to do in the United States is drive across state lines. Despite his conscious decision to travel across state lines, says the ACLU. You know, it's a thing that you're allowed to do in the United States, drive across state lines. And also his conscious decision to defend himself, which was the entire basis of his defense. The ACLU is a joke, but they're all jokes. The Daily Show, hilarious, The Daily Show, so funny, The Daily Show. They tweeted out, Justin, Judge Schrader sentences Kyle Rittenhouse to come give him a big hug. Because that's what this is all about, isn't it? It's all about all of the white people getting together and giving each other hugs. That's what it's all about. Isn't that charming? Meanwhile, I got Nina Turner, who's running for the House in Ohio's 11th district, tweeting, quote, America doesn't have a justice system. We have an injustice system. How clever. You see what she did right there? She put an in front of the justice. America doesn't have a justice system. We have an injustice system. One that sees nothing wrong with cops shooting Jacob Blake in the back and nothing wrong with killing people protesting that shooting. Jacob Blake was correctly shot. And no, I don't have any problem with people being shot in self-defense. They were not shot protesting the shooting. Again, they are just changing the fact pattern. They're just changing the fact pattern and lying about it. And I'm never going to get over this. I'm never going to get over the fact that they just make bleep up. That's what they do. It's disgusting. It really is. The entire left wing has decided to just make things up. It's incredible. Here's Colin Kaepernick, quote, "We just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terroristic acts of a white supremacist. No evidence whatsoever presented at trial, before or after, that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. This only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed," says the former backup quarterback who kneels for the national anthem and earns millions of dollars while getting specials on Netflix. By the way, the only evidence I've ever seen in my life that capitalism ought to be abolished is the fact that Colin Kaepernick makes money. That is the only reason I've ever seen that makes any sense to me as to why capitalism needs to be overthrown. Because if complete idiots, in the technical sense, like Colin Kaepernick, can make enormous quantities of money lying about the United States and whining about the United States while pulling down those kind of checks, maybe that is a problem with capitalism. That is the only Marxist case I've ever seen made is Colin Kaepernick. Meanwhile, Representative Jerry Nadler, he tweeted out that the verdict was heartbreaking. Quote, "This heartbreaking verdict is a miscarriage of justice and sets a dangerous precedent which justifies federal review by the DOJ. So now he wants Merrick Garland to come in and review the case. Justice cannot tolerate armed person crossing state lines looking for trouble while people engage in First Amendment protected protest." Again, it's just every element of that is a lie. He was not armed when he crossed the state line. Second, he was not looking for trouble. Third, the people who he shot were not engaged in First Amendment protest. You know what's not First Amendment protest? Drawing a gun on a guy while approaching him like Gage Grossroots, or bashing somebody in the head like Anthony Huber was doing with a skateboard, or chasing somebody down and trying to grab their gun like Joseph Rosenbaum. And the fact that they lie like this means you should always doubt their narratives. You should always doubt it because there's not one iota of evidence to back anything that they are saying. The trial, if they'd watched it for 5 seconds and cared about the truth, would have debunked every argument they are making, every single one. The prosecution's own witnesses were debunking these arguments. Gage Grosskreutz, for example, admitted he pulled a gun on Rittenhouse before Rittenhouse shot him. But apparently he's a victim, engaging in First Amendment protected activities, according to these jackasses. This is clip 23, Gage Grosskreutz admitting in open court that he was justifiably shot.
"It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?"
"Correct."
Unreal. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they must have their talking point. So understand this. When it comes to the media, when it comes to the Democrats, you don't matter. Individuals don't matter. The only thing that matters is the stories they can derive from a bunch of false fact patterns they make up. And if the fact patterns don't fit, they will just rewrite the fact patterns. They will just say things that aren't true. They're doing it right now in real time. They're trending George Floyd on Twitter as though this has something to do with George Floyd. They're trending Black Lives Matter on Twitter as though this has something to do with Black Lives Matter. They're suggesting openly that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Some of them are going so far. The UK Independent is suggesting that he shot black people. None of that's true. It doesn't matter. The narrative will morph. The facts will morph to meet the narrative. Because when you have a vision of utopia the way the left does, lives don't matter. They don't. They would have been perfectly happy today if Kyle Rittenhouse had been sentenced to life in prison for defending himself from criminals attempting to murder him. They would have been happy today. They would have been celebrating in the streets. What's one blood sacrifice or another between friends seeking utopia? All righty, this is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Defense attorney Mark Richards says Kyle Rittenhouse was cleared because he did indeed act in self-defense.
As he said when he testified, he did not start this. And we're thankful in more ways than one that the jury finally got to hear the true story.
Richards adding that the young man says he wants to become a registered nurse, but right now he just wants to remain anonymous.
He's on his way home. He wants to get on with his life. He has a huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today. He wishes none of this would have ever happened.
A judge in Kansas City has convicted a white police officer of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a black man. Judge, though, presided over a bench trial instead of a jury trial at the request of the officer. Also at townhall.com, House Democrats passing their mammoth social spending and climate bill.
The House voted 220 to 213 to approve President Biden's massive social spending plan, also known as the Build Back Better Act. The bill will now go to the Senate for consideration. The vote came half a day later than scheduled, a delay caused by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who commandeered the floor Thursday night for more than 8 hours with a rambling speech protesting legislation he warned would send the country into an economic tailspin. Representative Jared Golden, a Democratic centrist from Maine, was the only lawmaker across the aisle, joining every Republican in opposing the bill. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A new study just released says pregnant women who have COVID-19 face increased chances of having a stillborn baby when compared with women who are not infected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Democratic sweep officially in place. We are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
A very rare first printing of the U.S. Constitution has sold at auction for an eye-popping amount of money.
It's one of only 13 known copies of the first printing of the Constitution and one of only two in private hands. It sold Thursday night at Sotheby's in New York for, ready? $43.2 million. We don't know who bought it. The buyer is remaining anonymous. Sotheby's calls the auction a monumental and historic occasion. A spokesman saying the auction result reflects how relevant the Constitution remains, not only in America, he says, but for global democracy. I'm Rita Foley.
Japan approving a record 56 trillion yen, that's about $490 billion, for a stimulus package, including cash handouts, as well as aid to a number of businesses. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Another hat has been tossed into an already crowded ring.
A firebrand Republican joined the burgeoning GOP field, hoping to unseat Democrat Representative Abigail Spanberger of Virginia next year. State Senator Amanda Chase is an ardent supporter of gun rights who promotes herself as Trump in heels and has a long history of clashing with her own party. Spanberger, a moderate former CIA officer, flipped the 7th District seat blue in 2018. The crowd of Republicans seeking to challenge Spanberger in the Central Virginia District has grown to more than half a dozen. Ron DeRockster reporting.
President Biden having a routine physical Friday. He later claimed he's in good shape. On Wall Street today, the Dow was off 269 points. NASDAQ, though, was up 63, and the S&P 500 was off just a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay?
time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We are doing live coverage of the verdict from Kenosha, Wisconsin, where Kyle Rittenhouse has been acquitted on all charges. Joining me are Michael Knowles and Candace Owens. The Democratic Party's role in this is really despicable, really, really despicable. It was just last September that Joe Biden and his campaign ran an ad linking Kyle Rittenhouse to the racist in Charlottesville. I mean, he literally ran an ad in which he said he was quoting Chris Wallace, and Chris Wallace was talking to Trump about white supremacy and all this. And they flashed a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse. They flashed a picture of Kyle Rittenhouse on the screen. The Democratic National Committee decided that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist who had shot people because he was a white supremacist, and that became the media narrative. Honestly, the last 5 years, if your faith in institutions hasn't been fatally fractured over the last 5 years, I honestly don't know what you're watching. And that's why I think that, you know, to go back to Candace's earlier point, Candace, I was seconding your sort of pessimism about the system. I was saying that it feels like we're one hair's breadth away from the system being completely shattered, meaning that every so like we're a little surprised. I mean, I'll tell you, I felt a little bit of surprise and a little bit of relief that the jury did the right thing, because after all of that time, I started to think, OK, for sure, this is coming back hung jury.
Yeah.
And for sure, somebody got convinced in there that it would be a bad move for the country for them to acquit. Or maybe there was one person in there whose political agenda was more important than the case and they just wouldn't let it go. And they're like a terrier. Mm-hmm. And so when it came back and it was the right verdict, I was relieved. But I was a little bit surprised. And the fact that you feel surprised now when the correct verdict comes down says something about where we are with the institutions in the country. And that's really disturbing.
Well, there's a little glass half empty, glass half full here, which is I share your dissatisfaction with the way the institutions work. But for a long time, Republicans said, we're not going to win elections again. The Democrats are going to rig everything. We're not going to win. And then you win this one race in Virginia, and all of a sudden you think, okay, maybe there's a fighting chance. The same way with this verdict, you think the criminal justice system is so horribly perverted and corrupted, and it is rigged against ordinary patriotic Americans. It is rigged against our Second Amendment. It is rigged against all these things. But then you get the right result here. Can we look at this as a glass half full and say maybe the seeds are here to rebuild the country? Or is it your opinion that it always gets darkest before it goes totally pitch black? Candace?
You know, my personal opinion is that in this case, we were in many ways lucky that Kyle Rittenhouse was so young, and I'm sure that his age weighed very heavily on the jurists' minds. I don't know that we would have had the same result had Kyle Rittenhouse been a 35-year-old man. And I think that his youth worked for him. You know, people really understood this is really a young, innocent kid who was out there trying to do the right thing. And I can't imagine any jury being able to sleep at night if you locked up a 17, 18-year-old kid knowing that all the facts were on his side. I don't feel too optimistic about our criminal justice system just because of how complicit our media has been in this narrative. And you were so correct, Ben. I think I got cut off earlier when you were talking about how closely linked this was to last year's election. I mean, they were bloodthirsty for a race narrative. It didn't matter. If you were a white man breathing in America and you did anything and they could spin it into race, even if you killed two white people, right? They were going to go for it, and they were going to go for it unapologetically, and they weren't going to stop. And I don't sense that's stopping in America. Now, is it a winning strategy for Democrats going forward? No, I don't think that strategy is winning anymore. I think that especially now that they've extended this white supremacist narrative to include parents, as we saw in Virginia, to your point, that was a dangerous turning point for them because parents vote. But in terms of the media, no, I don't think they're going to be changing strategies anytime soon.
Well, this it does raise the question. I mean, if the race narrative here did kind of flop. It seems to me that race relations have only gotten worse in this country for the past 10, 15 years. I feel that race relations in the 90s, even with the O.J. Simpson trial and Rodney King, then they seemed better than they do right now. So what is the end of that? I mean, is the end that it keeps just getting worse and worse and worse until we're all, you know, fighting with one another? Or is there any way to kind of turn it around?
I think things are turning around. I think that the wokes are beginning to annoy everybody, and I think that sooner or later Democrats are going to have to realize that they are locked in a death embrace with the intersectional coalition. And if the idea is that they think that they are going to win elections from here till the end of time by embracing the victimology narrative, I don't think that's right. I mean, they got their asses kicked in Virginia. They got their asses kicked in New Jersey. I think they're about to get their asses handed to them in the 2022 elections. They're down 8 to 10 points in the generic congressional ballot. You hit 2024, and their candidate base right now is an adult old man who can't string together two sentences and is most sentient when he's anesthetized for a colonoscopy. A vice president who is so unpopular, she makes Hillary Clinton look like the most popular person on planet Earth and the most charming. And Pete Buttigieg, a man who went missing on the job for 2 full months and no one even noticed, and then he came back to brag about how he'd taken paternity leave to care for his husband who was not in any way physically traumatized by a birth. So, I don't think that that's a deep bench for the Democrats right now. I think that they're in a world of hurt. I think that they have told themselves a utopian myth about forging a new coalition that was never going to be beaten again. And I think they've been telling themselves this myth since 2012. I think Trump shocked the crap out of them, and that is why they have been utterly insane since 2016. They thought they were never losing an election again after 2012. And then 2016 came, and Trump won, and it blew their minds, and they've never been able to recover. And then 2020 came, and instead of them saying, okay, well, maybe this was a referendum for us to try and restore some sense of normalcy or unity, instead they went, oh, well, you know, let's go right back to the 2012 presumption that if we embrace the Barack Obama racially polarizing intersectional coalition strategy, we'll win from here on out. And instead, inside of a year, they've completely destroyed their own possibility of winning. I've never seen anything like it. It is absolutely incredible to watch as a guy who won 80 million votes because he's a dead person, decided that he would reanimate and then be Bernie Sanders. Like, why? Why? But they're doing it, which means that eventually they'll wise up or they'll get their asses kicked from here till the rest of time. No one likes this. No one likes this. Black Americans don't like it, by the way. The notion that Black Americans are begging for defund the police, that Black Americans are begging, just begging for this kind of equity talk garbage that is being ladled on them by the media, that Black Americans want to be patronized and catered to this way, I don't think that that's true. One other point here. I think that we need to keep in mind that the reason that this trial may have gone the way that it did is because it happened in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. If this trial happens, and this is happening in Madison, Wisconsin, I don't know that this goes exactly the same way. Because if this is political, Kenosha County went 51% for Donald Trump and 48% for Joe Biden. That means they had some people who are on the jury who are not ensconced in this narrative. If this happens in Los Angeles, or if this happens in New York, or if this happens in a deep blue area, not an evenly divided area, a deep blue area, I don't know that Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted. Right? Then I think you might be looking at the Derek Chauvin trial, frankly.
Well, to Candace's point, you know, we're allowed now, Ben, because you're Jewish, we're allowed to utter the name of George Soros without being called neo-Nazi white supremacists. But George Soros,
still get called a white supremacist.
I'm a swarthy supremacist myself. George Soros, we know, is running these DA candidates, running prosecutors who have a very serious left-wing political agenda, and it works, and he's done a good job. And I don't even want to really knock George Soros for it. George Soros is a very effective political tactician. My question is, why don't conservatives do this? Why don't we run prosecutors? Why don't we run DAs? I mean, what kind of infrastructure do we need to build to be able to fight back?
Well, I think that's the next
thing. That's a great question.
I think that's the next thing.
Yeah, and that...
Candace,
exactly right. And I think that there has been a lot of talk about how people are feeling let down by the GOP and let down by the RNC, and feeling that even in the times that we do have power, that we don't do enough. And so I sense that frustration around Republican voters. Obviously, I travel the country. I speak on the ground. They're like, what more can we do when we feel that when we actually get power, not much is done? I mean, we've been talking about these issues for years, especially in terms of big tech, right? I mean, big tech is effectively trying to decide on elections when you're talking about censoring things like the Hunter Biden laptop. When you're talking about allowing a lie to live, like Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist domestic terrorist, to contribute to an election time narrative, you know, we're not in a good way in this country. And so I think these are larger questions that are going to need immediate answering. But I will say this, that I've been talking a lot on my show about children and about how this was the critical error that the left made. right? I think they had people and they had their voters and everything was good and fine and they were getting crazier and crazier and people kind of held on for this magic carpet ride. But when they started attacking children and people started really being able to see what they were teaching children, and when you started telling children on the basis of their skin color that they were either oppressed or privileged, as if anyone's going to actually believe that Malia Obama is oppressed because of the color of her skin, or Sasha Obama is oppressed because of the color of her skin, and circumstances where you have white people that are extremely poor that are being told that they're privileged because of their skin, it wasn't going to bode well. And I think one of the good things about the Biden presidency, and I've said this over again, I really try to see the silver lining. And I think that the good thing is that people are seeing that we weren't just these crazy Republicans that were just saying things, right? When we said we need to solve this border issue, whether you believed in build the wall. Well, I think that when Trump ran on that, people said it's because he's a horrible racist. Now they're actually seeing that over 2 million people over the last year have made their way over the border. There is something happening on the border that does need to be addressed. We sounded like crazy Republicans and crazy conservatives when we said they're coming for your kids. Now you're seeing these parents trying to, you know, speak at school board meetings that are being classified as domestic terrorists. So I think that what the Joe Biden presidency has allowed for is more transparency. And I think that you're seeing people come together, even though it doesn't feel like it when you're watching the mainstream media. I think that the moderates are coming together now and realizing that we have to do things to change around the country. And the left has gone way too far left. And no sane person wants children taught pornography. No sane person wants their child classified because of the color of their skin.
I'm keeping an eye here on Crazy Town Patrol. So we have Representative Adrona Espaillat, who has tweeted out, Kyle Rittenhouse is living proof that white tears can still forestall justice. A murderer is once again walking free today. Our system is terribly broken. We also have genderless Ken doll Gavin Newsom saying, America today, you can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, shoot and kill people and get away with it. That's the message we've just sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. This is the message from the Democratic Party. Remember it next time you go to the polls. Remember that it was Joe Biden who cut the ad you're about to see featuring Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
peace.
Well,
then do it, sir.
Say it. You want to call him? What do you want to call him? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
right
wing.
Would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right wing.
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Okay, so remember they lumped in Kyle Rittenhouse with all of this, and then they lied about what Trump said, right? Because that ain't what Trump. What Trump meant by that was to condemn the Proud Boys. They lied about all of this because it was not part of their narrative. They acquired their narrative. And Kyle Rittenhouse didn't pay the price this time, and they are pissed. They are pissed that their quarry escaped them because he was going to be the case in point of how they can target anyone and destroy anyone so long as you fall into their narrative trap.
Obviously, the verdict is the verdict. He's not guilty. We've talked a lot about what that means for the broader political landscape. Just before we go, some concluding thoughts. What does it mean for Kyle Rittenhouse? What does it mean for the right to self-defense? The Second Amendment lives to see another day. We're not quite living in some Kafka hellscape yet. Ben, you had said, this is what's coming next. Well, I guess before we go, what's coming next?
I mean, the next thing that's going to happen is that the Democratic Party had better get wise, or they're about to lose every election for the rest of time, or at least get absolutely wiped out next year. I think Republicans are starting to see more and more that they have to focus locally. The other day on my show, I put out a call to parents all over the country to send me any tips on CRT or radical gender theory being taught in schools. I've been absolutely overwhelmed. I mean, I'm talking thousands of messages. People are awake. People are realizing what is happening right now. And I think that you're going to start to see resources poured into prosecutorial races around the country to fight the fight the Democrats have been fighting for a long time. Republicans tend to do politics as a form of entertainment. Democrats do politics as a form of business because they see government as the big cash cow and the big gun that they can use to compel their belief system. Republicans are beginning to realize what a threat that is, and I think the fight is back, and I think the fight has already begun.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now.
due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Politico is now proposing a new candidate for president in 2024. Wait for it, wait for it. It's AOC. Here is Politico speculating about what ought to happen come 2024. Quote, amid the glut of speculation about whether Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg is Joe Biden's political heir, another important succession story in Democratic circles has gone almost entirely undiscussed. Who will inherit Bernie Sanders' ideological mantle? During the past two presidential cycles, the Vermont Independent mounted captivating, extremely well-financed bids. He lost twice, but he reshaped the Democratic Party. The size and contents of Biden's domestic agenda have been directly affected by Sanderism. He has compelled Democrats to embrace government intervention rather than hide their faith in it from public view. But Sanders, like Biden, is old. No one in his orbit imagines him mounting a third run should Biden call it quits. Something, to be clear, the president and his team have explicitly said he isn't doing. This has left a void in the party's left wing, and it is causing anxiety among progressive operatives who believe Sanders' great discovery was that in the era of online politics, a presidential campaign was an effective tool to push unapologetic liberalism. And this is true, by the way, for a huge number of members of the government, is that they are basically Instagram influencers. They're not in the business of drawing compromise deals and trying to figure out good policy. They're Instagram influencers. They're out there to try and get the clicks and try and get the likes and try and get the attention on their little videos. Because many of them make a lot of money after leaving office based on the sort of following that they have built while they were in office. I've said for a long time, I have a pretty easy job. And my job is to tell you what I think on a daily basis. And I can be as honest about it as I want to be, which is purely honest about how I feel about all of these issues. Politicians don't have that job. Politicians have to sort of smooth the sharp edges. Politicians have to make deals that may stray from principle in order to get things done. And I think that's an important thing, right? It's an important job. But politicians who masquerade as principled people who are just about principle, they can do really well in the principled space. This is why Bernie Sanders has great popularity despite never having done anything use his entire life in being an old communist leech on the public dollar. Okay, well, the question on the Democratic side of the aisle is this. If you've got Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg and they're running against each other and neither one of them have the sort of soft-spoken, he's a dead person appeal that Joe Biden had in 2020, right? His appeal was he wasn't Bernie. His appeal was he was kind of just a thing who was there and not all that threatening. Well, Pete Buttigieg is pretty threatening. That dude says crazy stuff all the time. When Pete Buttigieg first declared for the presidency, he seemed like kind of an interesting candidate, specifically because he wasn't spitting on people from middle America. Then, within 5 minutes, he started treating himself like Pastor Pete and explaining that everybody who believed in the Bible in traditional ways was actually a brutal gay hater, and that if you interpreted the Bible properly, you should just be a pro-gay marriage socialist, essentially. And that was Pete Buttigieg's new pitch. Didn't go over great. And then it went over great with the Democratic base. Didn't go over great with anybody else. He has no appeal with the black population in the Democratic Party. Kamala Harris has no appeal with anybody. So that leaves a pretty wide opening. Actually, there's a wide, here's the dirty secret. There's a wide opening in the so-called moderate wing of the Democratic Party. And there's a huge opening on the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And the question is, which one of those wings actually pushes forward in the next primary cycle? So in the Sanders wing, Politico says, ask veterans of Sanders' world who they think could fill that lane. And you get a host of recognizable but not necessarily national names. The most common are a band of House progressives like Pramila Jayapal from Washington or Ro Khanna of California or Katie Porter of California or members of the squad. I think the next chapter is Bernie 2.0 in color, says Chuck Rocha, a former union organizer who served as Sanders' senior campaign advisor. The next Sanders, as Rocha sees it, will follow the path laid out by one of Bernie's major influences, Jesse Jackson, whose Rainbow Coalition presidential campaigns in 1984 and 1988 fused worker rights and multiculturalism into a potent political force. Jackson had his missteps, including one fairly infamous town, one, and they link to the story. That would be the one where he called New York Hymie Town, because Jesse Jackson is a vicious anti-Semite. But the Democratic Party also went into abject panic at the prospect of him winning. Rocha thinks the party's in a new place now, having seen obvious slippage with white working class and Hispanic voters. He surmises that politicians like Ruben Gallego of Arizona or Annette Barragan of California or Austin Council City member Greg Kassar, a self-avowed Democratic Socialist, are the clearest embodiments of the Jackson vision. But, nobody's ever heard of these people. So then they say, what about Elizabeth Warren? Well, Elizabeth Warren is old. She flamed out. Her best shot was actually in 2016 when she didn't take the shot. There is one other name, and Politico floats it. Still, there is one lawmaker who Rocha and several others said did have the ideological makeup and infrastructure already in place and a Sanders connection to boot. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, who turns 35, the legal age to be president under the Constitution, on October 13th, 2024. Bernie's no different than when he was a crazy white-haired congressman, says Rocha. What legitimized him was when he could raise tens of millions of dollars. That made him real to every power broker in America. And no one beyond AOC has been able to do that. So get ready for the AOC 2024 presidential run. I don't think this is fantasy. I really don't. Because here's the thing. What is AOC's trajectory? She's a congresswoman from a heavily blue district in New York. She's not going to win statewide office. In order to be a senator in New York, you have to at least pose as a non-democratic socialist. But you do. Chuck Schumer has played this sort of inside-outside progressive game for a very, very long time. Kirsten Gillibrand, when she first ran for the Senate in New York, ran as a gun-toting pro-Second Amendment, quasi-pro-life person, and then she shifted to the left. AOC is the most obvious progressive in America. And she's not just a progressive, she's a wild-eyed progressive. She says crazy crap on a regular basis. She drove Amazon out of her city. And she has a record that is just terrible in her home state. So her home district may like her, because again, it is a very, very blue district. But the rest of the state, there's upstate New York you gotta worry about. Like, AOC is not gonna be the governor of New York. She's not going to be a senator from New York. She could theoretically, run for mayor of New York, but Bill de Blasio just flamed out trying the same routine that AOC would push to Eric Adams. So what is her trajectory? And the answer is, if you're AOC, why the hell not run for president? Really, why not? Which moderate's going to stand up to that? You think Kamala Harris defeats AOC in a presidential primary? I have some fairly serious doubts about that. It's going to be fascinating to watch as this war goes on in the Democratic Party, and I'm here for it. They built her up, and now they're going to have to own it. Alrighty, coming up, the Democrats in the House apparently believe it's a great idea to shove through Build Back Better, and apparently just destroy their own chances of retaining the House in 2022. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 9 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off of the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Democrats in the House are really focused on apparently just destroying themselves for 2022. The Democrats, for some odd reason, think that it's a great idea in the House to shove through Build Back Better. I do not understand the logic of this. It is absolutely illogical. I understand that Nancy Pelosi wants to demonstrate that she has some control over her caucus. But here's the problem. This bill's going nowhere. So it's going to get to the Senate, and Manchin and Sinema are not going to vote for this thing. They're not going to vote for this thing because it's a disaster area. The CBO has already said that it adds almost $400 billion to the deficit, and that's using the crappy Democratic math that says that the bill is only, like, $2 trillion. It is not a $2 trillion bill. It is a $5 trillion bill. And it's being pushed through by a president with a 36% approval rating, according to the latest polls. Joe Biden's approval rating is now lower than the approval rating for toe fungus. I mean, no one likes this guy. I mean, Let's Go Brandon started off as a coded chant for how bad Joe Biden is, and now people are beginning to be, I think, embarrassed of saying Let's Go Brandon on the off chance that somebody might think they actually are rooting for Biden. Like, Joe Biden has lower approval ratings than Trump, okay? So for all the talk about how unpopular and terrible Trump was, Joe Biden is making Donald Trump look like George Washington in terms of approval rating. And there's a reason for that. It's because he's not even with it anymore. Here is Joe Biden. He was signing his infrastructure bill or another bill. And I don't know which bill it was, frankly, because he forgot the name of the bill. So I have no idea what the hell bill he's signing right here.
Okay. You mean, I'm not going to do that.
What was that, Joe? Can you repeat that? Because that wasn't in English. Once more.
Okay. You mean, I'm not going to do that.
I just hope that he's not, you know, I hope that he's not signing somebody else's name to that bill. Maybe I do. Maybe it'd be like a pocket veto if he accidentally signs somebody else's name to the bill. If he signs Corn Pop's name to the bill. Okay, so this guy's no longer with us. And yet Democrats rammed this thing through anyway. They did. So what exactly is in this monstrosity of a bill? Well, first of all, it creates the highest personal income tax rate in the developed world. It creates the highest capital gains tax rate since the 1970s. It creates a situation in which 8 states pay a combined federal state tax rate of over 60%. It creates 87,000 new IRS auditors and agents, which is fun. Do you love the IRS? Because this place, they just dedicated $80 billion to increasing the size and scope of the IRS. Sounds like fun. You looking forward to it? Yeah, it's going to be great. 50% increase in small business audits. 1.2 million more annual IRS audits, about half hitting households making less than $75,000 a year, is according to Americans for Tax Reform. There's an $8 billion home heating tax. There's a $1.6 billion special tax handout for media companies, which is, by the way, a clear First Amendment violation. The federal government is not supposed to be in the business of deciding which companies qualify as local media companies for purpose of giving them a subsidy. That is a clear violation of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. Because once the government is subsidizing particular outlets and calling the media outlets so it can give them money and not others, that is rife for ideological discrimination. It also does hike taxes on the middle class. So the most hilarious thing about this bill is that after Joe Biden claimed that it would increase the taxes on the millionaires and the billionaires, and that it would not increase taxes on the middle class, it actually gave a tax break to millionaires and billionaires in the blue states. Because it increases the SALT tax deduction. Okay, so state and local tax deductions, the way that it worked under Trump is that he got rid of those. So the rule was, before Trump, that if you lived in California and you paid a 13% state income tax, you could take that tax off the top of your income, and then on the lower line income, you would pay your federal tax. Trump came in, he passed the tax cuts. The tax cuts got rid of that provision. So now, whatever your top line income was, say it was $1 million, now you're paying 13% for the California tax, and then you were also paying 37% for the federal tax. For Biden, it was you paid the 13%, which took your number down to $870,000, and then you paid the federal tax on the $870,000. That's what Biden is trying to do. So he's basically giving a tax break to all of his friends in blue states. And the White House knows this, by the way. Right, here's Jen Psaki admitting.
Is he comfortable where the current provisions stand for these state and local tax deductions, given it would be a pretty significant tax break for the wealthy?
Well, let me start by first, obviously wasn't what he proposed in his initial package, as you know, but just to come back to that. The president also, though, it's been conveyed to him by leaders in the House and Senate that this needs to be included in order for this legislation to move forward. And he certainly understands that.
I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. So he promised no raising taxes on people who are middle class, and yes, raising taxes on the rich. According to Tim Carney, most millionaires would receive a tax cut from the Democrats' Build Back Better bill. Many middle class taxpayers would see a tax increase. Phil Klein at National Review spells it out, citing a Tax Policy Center study, which concludes roughly 20 to 30% of middle income households would pay more in taxes in 2022. And plus, according to the Center for a Responsible Federal Budget, a household making $1 million per year will receive 10 times as much SALT from SALT cap relief as a middle-class family will receive from the child tax credit expansion. So I guess that now AOC, the 2024 presidential candidate, is going to have to wear a dress to the Democratic Party caucus saying tax the rich. Or maybe her dress should just say, because she did, I voted for a bill that raised taxes on the middle class and also gave a tax cut to the rich. Welcome to the oligarchy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Here was Bernie Sanders saying this is bad policy.
I think it's bad politics. It's bad policy. The Democrats correctly have campaigned on the understanding that amidst massive income and wealth inequality, we've got to demand that the wealthy stop paying their fair share of taxes, not give them more tax breaks. The bottom line here is we have to help the middle class, not the 1%.
Okay, so, yeah, this thing is DOA in the Senate. So what was the point of any of this? We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let us talk about a simple fact, and that is gas is way too expensive right now, which is why you need Get Upside. Get Upside is the free app that allows you to save money every time you fill your tank at the pump. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code Shapiro. Get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free. Use promo code Shapiro to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added directly to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download that free Get Upside app. Use promo code Shapiro to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your very first tank of gas. That is promo code Shapiro. Go get that Get Upside app right now. It's a free app at the App Store. And use promo code Shapiro. Get 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. 25 cents back every gallon of gas after that. Get Upside. Go check it out right now. By the way, the CBO, again, reported that this would raise the deficit by $367 billion. And then they said, well, maybe the IRS will claw back a bunch of money from people. So maybe it'll be like $160 billion, something like that. Okay, here's the reality. It's going to be trillions of dollars in deficits because the actual cost of this bill is not $1.85 trillion. The actual cost of this bill is $4.6 trillion. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Penn-Wharton budget model estimates the House bill would cost nearly $4.6 trillion over 10 years if temporary provisions are made permanent, as most will be. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget pegs that cost at $4.9 trillion if temporary tax credits and programs are made permanent through 2031. This would add not $367 billion, not $120 billion, $1.5 trillion to deficits over the next 5 years without additional tax offsets. Okay, so what exactly is in this budget? So they've enhanced child allowances, $3,600 for children under age 6, $3,000 up to age 17. This is the bill's most expensive provision at about $130 billion a year. That's why Democrats limit it to 1 year. Does anyone think this is going to be 1 year? Democrats are going to try and leverage this into law forever, and many Republicans will go along with it. The Earned Income Tax Credit expansion triples the maximum EITC value for childless adults, but only for 1 year. They say it'll only cost $15 billion. But if you extend it over a decade, which is what they want to do, it's $135 billion. And by the way, you can qualify based on your previous year's earnings. You don't actually have to work to get this particular tax credit. The new child care entitlement. Households making up to 250% of their state's median income would qualify for child care vouchers. Their payments would be capped at 7% of income, less for lower earners. The bill appropriates $100 billion through 2024 to states and such sums as may be necessary from 2025 to 2027. And as you know, the spending is going to increase. Here's the thing. The price of daycare is going to go up, not down. The reason it's going to go up, not down, is because the same bill that subsidizes daycare for all of these folks also regulates who is allowed to receive money as a daycare provider. It creates all sorts of new restrictions on who gets to be a daycare provider. So it actually limits, it increases the demand and limits the supply, which leads to, wait for it, inflation. Their universal pre-K bill appropriates about $18 billion to states for universal pre-K through 2024, and then, quote-unquote, such sums as may be necessary through 2027. The pre-K and child care entitlements, according to the Wall Street Journal, are estimated to cost only $380 billion because they phase in gradually and expire after 6 years. But they're not going to expire in 2027. Once people get hooked, the government just keeps doing it, which means they cost $800 billion if made permanent. So all of this is just a joke. Okay, everybody, and it's not going anywhere in the Senate. And Nancy Pelosi, by the way, speaks about what's in this bill. Okay, she says that, it allows taxpayer funding for abortion. Joe Manchin said that that was a red line. He said he's not voting for a bill that allows taxpayer funding for abortion. They stuck it in there anyway. Nancy Pelosi knows full well, the entire Democratic Party caucus in the House knows full well this is going nowhere in the Senate. So all she just did is make all of her moderate members walk the plank. She's an idiot. I'm sorry, she's not that great at this. There's been all this talk about what a master negotiator Nancy Pelosi is. I'm wondering under what world that is true. Under what blue moon is that true? That Nancy Pelosi is great at this. All she did is create a raft of ads for Republican candidates against Democratic candidates in purple districts. That's all she did. Like, Pramila Jayapal is happy today. She's not going to be happy when Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema kill the bill. But it is amazing. Here's Nancy Pelosi admitting it allows taxpayer funding for abortion.
Madam Speaker, the Helms and Hyde Amendment are still not in the reconciliation bill, but weeks ago, Chairman Jeffries said that anything is on the table. Is that still the position?
It's not in the bill. It's not in the bill. Thank you for your question. It's not in the bill.
It's not in the bill. Thank you for your question. The Hyde Amendment's not in the bill. Right, which means it's DOA. So, congratulations to the Democrats, I guess, for passing a bill that will go nowhere in the Senate and completely screws all of the moderates in the Democratic, like, I don't even know how they convinced the moderates to vote for this thing. I guess they just don't want to take crap from the Democratic primary. They don't want to take crap from the Democratic Party. They're afraid they won't be able to get a job with their friends after they're out of Congress. But they're all going to be out of Congress. The Republicans right now are running 8 to 10 points ahead on the generic ballot. That is the biggest lead in the history of the polling. Republicans are set to pick up 50, 60 seats in the House. And Nancy Pelosi's like, what if I shove through this piece of crap bill that's filled with just garbage that no one's going to vote for in the Senate? That'll be great. Meanwhile, I got Joe Biden, addled old Joe Biden, saying that Build Back Better is going to lower the deficit. He tweeted out yesterday,
my Build Back Better Act is going to reduce the deficit by more than $100 billion over 10 years.
Then he fell asleep, and they woke him up again, and he continued,
it's going to lower costs, create jobs, and rebuild our economy. Let's get this done.
It's not going to reduce the deficit. CBO says it's not going to reduce the deficit. You're lying about the cost of the bill. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy decided to try and hold this thing up. He spoke for 8 hours and 37 minutes. Now, just going to put it out there. Any politician speaking for 8 hours and 37 minutes is basically Dante's seventh circle of hell. But here is Kevin McCarthy ripping into the bill. As is appropriate, the bill is a piece of crap. It's garbage.
Mr. Speaker, we are minutes away from voting on a $5 trillion, more than 2,000-page bill. Some of its effects will be quickly felt, others not for a few years. But I guarantee you that no matter the time frame, all the new Washington spending in this bill is only the beginning of disaster.
Okay, well, that is true. And if you don't believe Kevin McCarthy, why don't you believe the Biden administration, which continues to maintain that its policies are wonderful, even as they have precisely the effect they were intended to have, crushing Americans. Yesterday, Jen Psaki defended canceling the Keystone XL pipeline despite the fact that oil prices are spiking.
I think the problem with that argument is that the Keystone pipeline isn't even really functioning. I mean, it was only partially built. It isn't even really functioning. So suggesting that Changing that would lower the price of gas. I don't know that that makes substantive sense.
Well, but the market looks out. They look at where it will be in the future, and canceling the Keystone Pipeline, not allowing other pipelines to go forward, or challenging other pipelines might reduce or cause some concern in the market.
Well, we look at every pipeline on an individual basis. The president made the decision when only about, I think, 8% of the pipeline had been built, not to move forward, as we looked at the environmental impacts and weighed them with the economic impacts. And the decision was certainly made.
No, you did not look at any of those factors. You just knew that the left wing was fighting mad over Keystone XL, so you canceled it, and then the gas prices have risen because you have taken an anti-oil and gas position in the middle of a gas price spike because you guys are idiots. Okay, in just one second, we'll talk about the Democratic Party continuing to double down on the most radical policy imagined. Like, are they just delusional? I don't understand what they're doing. Like, just again, from a political perspective, it is going to go down in history as one of the great acts of political malpractice of all time that Joe Biden entered office after a highly unpopular one-term president and proceeded to do everything he said he would not do, embracing the positions of the person he defeated in the primary. It's insane. It's legitimately insane. You have to wonder whether this geriatric patient is even in control of his own brain at this point to make that kind of politically unpalatable move. It's so wild. I've never seen anything remotely like it. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me talk about the greatness of my Helix mattress. But now, Helix has left the bedroom and they started making sofas, which is super exciting. They've launched a new company. It's called Allform. They're making the best sofas in the game. I know because I napped on one literally yesterday. My kids wiped me out. That Allform sofa, man, that thing is like, it's fantastic. So what makes an Allform sofa really cool? For starters, it's the easiest way you can customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You can pick your fabric. It is spill, stain, scratch resistant. The sofa color, the color of the legs, sofa size, and shape. Make sure it is perfect for you and your home. They've got armchairs and love seats all the way up to an 8-seat sectional, so there's something for everyone. And you can always start small and buy more seats later on if you want your Allform sofa to grow and change with you when you move. Allform sofas are also delivered directly to your door. In the past, if you wanted to order a sofa, you'd need to hire someone to come and assemble it in your home or break your back trying to put it together. Allform has simple, quick assembly, no tools necessary. I've got an Allform sofa. I picked out the 3-seat sofa with chaise and the sand color with espresso legs. Allform wants to do their part. They're offering exclusive discounts for teachers, students, military, and first responders, and they offer financing and flexible payment plans, so an amazing sofa is never far away. And if getting a sofa without trying it in store sounds risky to you, don't worry about it. You get 100 days to decide if you want to keep it more than 3 months. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free, give you a full refund. To find your perfect sofa today, check out allform.com/Ben. And Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up. If you thought that the Democratic Party is disconnected from reality, the media are far more disconnected from reality. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Now, Matt, I hear we're kind of in a mortgage boom right now. Can you tell us more about the benefits of possible refinancing your home right now?
So the thing right now that is different with refinancing ever in history, rates are at an all-time low, values are at an all-time high. So right now, people are able to lower their interest rate and get rid of mortgage insurance.
Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomenon, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So this is, I think, the worst piece of the day. It is a piece at NBC News, and it says basically parents should not be in control of their children's education. There's a piece from Christina Wyman, who is author of the forthcoming novel Jawbreaker. She writes for NBC News. She has a piece today titled Schools Face Parents Who Want to Ban Critical Race Theory and Don't Get How Teaching Works. An educator's top goal is to teach students to think. Parents who dictate curricula with their personal opinions, ideologies, and biases hinder that goal. Did you know the teachers have none? They have no personal opinions, ideologies, or biases, teachers? None. They are just perfect advocates of Socratic truth. Or alternatively, they want to indoctrinate your kids and they don't want you to know what they're doing. Christina Wyman says, parents and politicians across the country are interfering with the curricula that public schools use to teach students. State legislatures are passing laws to keep critical race theory out of schools. Literary classics like Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye are banned for sexual content. School libraries are coming under attack for containing books about gender. There are even parents who are trying to shield students from learning about mental health and suicide, as though helping children build emotional fortitude is a bad thing. While the political climate and national involvement in school districts gave the phenomenon a broader platform and have more serious ramifications, this behavior is nothing new. Parents have always tried to interfere with curricula, as I observed when teaching middle school in the mid-2000s. Even then, there was no shortage of parental input about the content of my instruction from books to test questions. Part of the problem is that parents think they have the right to control teaching and learning because their children are the ones being educated. But it actually, gasp, doesn't work that way. It's sort of like entering a surgical unit, thinking you can interfere with an operation simply because the patient is your child. Oh my God. Okay, so let's begin with the false analogy between being a surgeon and being a middle school teacher. I'm sorry, did you go to like 8 years of STEM schooling in order to determine how to operate on a kidney? Or did you just go to a crappy ed school where they taught you a bunch of social justice nonsense and now you think that you're qualified to teach children despite never having dealt with actual real life children yourself very often? Like, who makes the analogy between a surgeon, like a heart surgeon, and a person whose main job is to read a curriculum designed by other people and then infuse it with their own biases? That's ridiculous on its face. Second of all, she says, you know, parents are misinformed if they think that they can control their kids' education the way that they can control medical care. Wait, hold up. Parents do control their kids' medical care, you idiot. We do this all the time. It is our job to decide whether our children need surgery, for example. Now, once I delegate that surgery to a surgeon, I shouldn't be bursting into the room and trying to fix it. But one of the ways I pick the surgeon is by asking the surgeon ahead of time what exactly they're going to be doing. I know this because I've had to watch my kid have surgery. It's no fun. This bizarre idea that she's promoting, that when you hand your kid over to the state is now the expert on how to educate your kid, is crazy towns. The analogy is proper in terms of parental action. I get to decide whether my kid has surgery. I get to decide whether my kid needs medical treatment. And I get to decide which doctor does it. But with the public schools, I don't get to decide any of that. You force my kid to go to a public school if I can't afford to go to a private school, which is why vouchers should be a thing, so I can choose where to put my kids. Of course, parents should have control over education, especially when you're talking about subjects like English or history. Yes, if a parent burst into a classroom and said, you're teaching calculus wrong, and then suggested that we break out the abacuses, that would be silly. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the values that are taught to your kids. And so you have now Democratic thinkers saying, no. Teaching English and history and social science is exactly like teaching math. It's just incredibly stupid. Please do this. Please. So, yeah, hand it over to the experts and shut up. I hope Democrats run on this. I really hope they do. And they keep doubling down. They're just doubling down. It's absolutely unbelievable. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. U.S. is opening up COVID-19 booster shots.
All adults in the United States are now eligible to receive COVID-19 booster shots. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the boosters late Friday, allowing anyone 18 or older to choose either a Pfizer or Moderna booster 6 months after their last dose. Anyone who got the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine can get a booster just 2 months after their shot. And the FDA took the further step of urging people 50 and older to get a booster. It is okay to mix and match boosters from any company. As of Friday, more than 195 million Americans had been fully vaccinated, and more than 32 million had already received a booster. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Federal health authorities say frozen vials labeled smallpox that were discovered in a freezer at a vaccine facility in Pennsylvania contain no trace of virus known to cause smallpox. Also at townhall.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling on African nations to heed warnings posed by crises in Ethiopia and Sudan. He adds democracy must be strengthened all around the world.
Technology is being used to silence dissent and prosecute citizens. And democracies must answer the call to fight back against disinformation. Stand up for internet freedom. Reduce the misuse of surveillance technology. Establish standards of responsible conduct in cyberspace.
A federal magistrate has now ordered the continued detention of a man who has been accused recently of leaving a number of threatening messages against Alaska's two senators. J. Allen Johnson has been accused of making threats against Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and they'll waive your new member fee. Apply by November 30th, you'll save an additional $170. MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. But join now, you can save even more. Call now, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE.
DoorDash working to ease supply chain issues for food banks.
Julie Yurko with the Northern Illinois Food Bank says the need is huge. More than 8 million families around the country are not getting the food they need.
The reasons why? Typically they don't know about us, they can't get to us, or they're ashamed.
Project Dash has already made more than 1 million deliveries, the equivalent of about 21 million meals. Brittany Gronke is with DoorDash.
These Dashers have the ability to pick up from one location and then distribute to several houses. Making a really efficient use of their time and allowing them the opportunity to do more deliveries and be able to help more neighbors in the process of doing so.
Project Dash emerged in 2017 from an idea originated by employees. I'm Ed Donahue.
White House says President Biden briefly transferred power to Vice President Kamala Harris Friday. That while he underwent a routine colonoscopy. President also had a complete physical exam. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. State of California has a new $419 million research facility that will allow state air quality regulators to expand emissions testing for a number of heavy-duty and large vehicles.
Officials have dedicated a center in the city of Riverside that will allow for more checks on heavy-duty vehicles. They include trucks, buses, and bulldozers, in addition to passenger cars. It replaces a nearly 50-year-old lab in nearby El Monte that state officials credit with helping to detect the Volkswagen diesel emissions cheating scandal.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A Southern California man sentenced to 3 years in prison for operating an unlicensed business that exchanged at least $13 million in Bitcoin and cash. Federal prosecutors say the man structured his business to establish it as a money laundering place. More on these stories at townhall.com.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protected at ExpressVPN.com/Ben. So we have an inflation-ridden economy. We have a lot of investors who are very wary about putting their money back into this economy, given the regulatory environment being created by the Biden administration. And so their natural decision is to appoint for comptroller of the banking industry a person with Marxist leanings. So we've discussed the case of Saul Omarova over the past couple of weeks. This is the person that the Democrats want to be comptroller of the banks, essentially, run the banking industry in the United States. She has said in the past that she wishes to abolish all private holdings of savings accounts and checking accounts. That should all be done through the Federal Reserve. So then the Fed can determine who gets a loan and who does not. She said in the past she wants to bankrupt the oil and gas industry. Yesterday, she said she doesn't like Bitcoin. Yeah, no bleep you don't like Bitcoin. There's a shock. You mean a person who's in favor of centralized government control over every aspect of the economy doesn't like Bitcoin, which is the alternative to centralized government control of the economy? Color me shocked. Here is Saul Omarova, the Biden administration's communist nominee for running the banks. And by the way, when I say communist nominee, I mean she earned the Lenin Prize at the University of Moscow and will not reveal her PhD thesis before being nominated to this position.
Do you believe that a government-issued representation of currency, of value, is superior to private commerce?
I believe that we do have government-issued money right now in this country, and it's working great. And I worry about allowing private innovation to undermine a lot of important public policies.
Okay, so Bitcoin is bad. Bitcoin is super bad because it undermines public policies and undermines the government's ability to control all aspects of the currency. It is not. Bitcoin is a great alternative to the government inflating the currency, doing whatever it wants with your dollar, doing whatever it wants with your savings. Her deep desire to nationalize nearly everything should scare the hell out of everyone. Now, the left is trying to pretend that this is not true, right? The left is trying to pretend that she is actually anti-communist, that she is some sort of free marketeer, which is amazing since like 2 years ago, she tweeted out that there was no gender pay gap in the Soviet Union. She says that she chose in her PhD program to study American democratic theory, and she was on exchange at the University of Wisconsin. When the Soviet Union collapsed, she simply stayed. This is an absurdity. So her academic writing about the banking industry was all about centralizing all power. Okay, so in her book, The People's Ledger, How to Democratize Money and Finance the Economy, a 71-page academic study on how to separate big banks' lending features from their role as safekeepers of Americans' savings, she wanted the Federal Reserve to replace bank deposits. There's a reason she's being defended by Elizabeth Warren. Okay, so John Kennedy from Louisiana, he went after her in pretty colorful fashion. This, of course, made many people very angry. You're not allowed to mention communism or Marxism ever, because people might notice.
In 2019, you joined a Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things. You do. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
How dare he? How dare he? Now, she says now that she has a unique appreciation for our dynamic and diverse markets. But all of the things that she has said about our dynamic and diverse markets are critical of those dynamic and diverse markets, so far as I'm aware. She said that her articles are designed to expand the boundaries of academic debate. Oh, that's what it was. She was just raising issues. Just raising issues. Okay, so Elizabeth Warren, of course, says it's a red scare. How dare he? It's a red scare, says Elizabeth Warren, who herself has embodied a lot of sort of Marxist ideals in her own campaigning.
Professor Omarova, I know that the giant banks object to your willingness to enforce the law to keep our system safe and that you may cut into big bank profits. So they and their Republican buddies have declared war on you. The attacks on your nomination have been vicious and personal. We've just seen them. Sexism, racism, pages straight out of Joe McCarthy's 1950s Red Scare tactics. It is all there on full display. Welcome to Washington in 2021.
By the way, the name of her actual thesis was, quote, Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like there should be some open questions. Sherrod Brown did the same thing. This is the senator from Ohio trying to defend Omarova.
We know that a shadowy political group funded by former Trump staff has been fomenting these personal attacks and pushing radical right-wing news sites to spread misinformation. These inflammatory insinuations continue to stoke the unhinged rhetoric that has poisoned our politics. Now we know what happens when Trumpism meets McCarthyism. It's a cruelty no person should experience.
It's so tiresome. I'm sorry. This is so tiresome. How about we find out what she actually thinks and wonder whether somebody with Marxist leanings ought to control the banking industry in the United States? But really, Democrats keep, apparently they just think that if they keep shouting Trump over and over and over, then like Beetlejuice, he will appear and then win elections for them. This seems to be their opinion of the situation. Alrighty, in 1 second, we'll get to the chaos that has now broken out on the left side of the aisle. Everybody knows Joe Biden is not running for re-election at this point because he cannot even walk. It is very difficult to run for re-election when you cannot walk. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, it is never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they will use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. It's comparable to what you get from other premium brands, but Raycons cost you like half. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds how it should sound with just the right amount of bass. They've got pure mode for podcasts. They've got balanced mode for rock. They've got bass mode for hip hop. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime, a 32-hour battery life. They've also got that built-in mic. You can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music for work or play at home or on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you will end up using them every day the way that I do. Go to buyraycon.com/Ben today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. Hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only. You don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Ben to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Alrighty, so one thing has become eminently clear on the left side of the aisle, and that is that they are panicked about 2024. The reason they're panicked about 2024 is because Joe Biden made the idiotic decision to pick as his vice president not somebody who was a plausible 2024 candidate, but somebody who had completely flamed out as an early candidate in 2020, Kamala Harris, who didn't even last through the California primaries. She didn't even get to her home state, despite being the early leader in the presidential race. She had all of the benefits of intersectionality. She was a senator from California. She had shellacked Joe Biden in the first debate by suggesting that he was a racist, and then later in the race suggested that he was a sexual assaulter. And then she dropped out of the race because she's terrible at everything, because all she has done for her entire career is fail up. Democrats are so disquieted with her that CNN reported the other day they were talking about elevating her to the Supreme Court just to get her out of the way. That would be the greatest case of failing upward in American history. You go from being a crappy AG to being a crappy senator to being a crappy vice president to being a crappy Supreme Court justice. Really, America is the land of opportunity. Okay, well, Kamala Harris did yet another national interview yesterday, and they all go badly for her. She's with George Stephanopoulos. I will never, ever, ever get over the fact that George Stephanopoulos is presented as a news person. I will never get over it, as an objective news person. This guy was an advisor to Hillary and Bill Clinton. Again, if Karl Rove were presented as an objective news reporter, that is the equivalent of making George Stephanopoulos an objective news source. The media bias is so right, but here's the thing. Kamala Harris can't even sound good when speaking with George Stephanopoulos, whose job it is to carry around a drool cup for her. It's insane. So here is Kamala Harris explaining that you can't fix the border.
8 months ago, the president gave you the job of addressing the root causes of migration. But last month, we learned that in the past year, had the highest number of illegal border crossings since they started to be recorded in 1960. What are you doing to turn that around? How long will it take?
Well, it's not going to be overnight. We can't just flip a switch and make it better. The reality is that we inherited a system, an immigration system, that was deeply broken, and it's requiring us to actually put it back together in terms of creating a fair process that is effective and efficient.
Okay, yeah, we can't fix it is really not a good answer, considering this was delegated to you. This was your job. Joe Biden sent you down, not to the border, to the Latin American, Central American triangle, to try and solve this thing. You've done nothing. And then you said that you had visited the border when you had not visited the border. And then you said you don't understand why you should visit the border. And you're almost laughing. We can tell. You're almost laughing. The nervous, bizarre cackle that breaks out every time Kamala Harris is asked a question, she's almost there with every one of these questions. And these are not super tough questions. Okay, George Stephanopoulos then asked her a softball. Does she feel underused as Vice President of the United States? And here is her inspiring answer.
We're getting things done, and we're doing it together.
So you don't feel misused or underused?
No, I don't. I am very, very excited about the work that we have accomplished, but I am also absolutely, absolutely clear-eyed that there is a lot more to do, and we're going to get it done.
Yeah, man. And then she said she wanted to bring down the cost of living. This worked out well for her boss. Joe Biden, you'll remember, last year suggested he was going to get down the cost of living. Since then, the price of a Thanksgiving dinner has exploded about 20%. Here is Kamala Harris.
The cost of groceries has gone up. The cost of gas has gone up. And as this is all happening in the context of 2 years of a pandemic, it's one of the highest priorities, actually, for the president and for me. And so we're dealing with this issue in a number of ways. Short term, one of the issues is the supply chain. We're seeing a bottleneck, and we need to relieve that bottleneck. So we brought together everyone from the Teamsters to Target to say, hey, let's all bring everyone together, from the truckers to the folks who are moving product, and let's open up some of our major ports for work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So this is not going down for Kamala Harris. It's not going well. And the Democrats are looking forward to 2024. And the other person they keep trotting out there is Pete Buttigieg. Good luck with that. Like, really, the American people are definitely going to embrace the guy who went missing on the job for 2 months because he was on paternity leave. Despite the fact that, again, paternity leave was originally designed so that you can help care for a person who just experienced physical trauma, namely your wife. Pete Buttigieg took a 2-month paternity leave in the middle of a supply chain crisis and no one noticed. And then he came back and bragged about how he was a wonderful person for having taken 2 months of paternity leave on the public dime. So, yeah, good luck. Really, good luck. The intersectional firefight between the LGBT wing of the Democratic Party and the people of color wing of the Democratic Party is going to be a wonder to watch. But, says Politico, there is one person who's being forgotten in all of this mathematical calculation about who ought to be the 2024 Democratic nominee. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, we'll get some more on this in just one moment. First, have you ever been at a cafe and you're working on your laptop and you think to yourself, okay, well, you know, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to leave the laptop open right here. Well, that is sometimes okay. And sometimes that is really, really not okay. Because it turns out that if you leave your laptop open, people can just read right off your screen, which is a dumb thing to do. So why would you do that except by exposing your internet data? Instead, head on over to ExpressVPN and protect yourself. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that network can gain access to your personal data. We're talking like passwords, financial details, everything that matters to you. Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. So why use ExpressVPN? It creates an encrypted, secure tunnel between your device and the Internet so hackers can't steal that sensitive data. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/Ben today. I've been using ExpressVPN for years. You should, too. One click of a button. You can download it. One click. It now works. expressvpn.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Politico has an interesting idea about who should run for president in 2024. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the verdict is in. Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty on all counts. Not guilty on all counts. That is very good news for the country. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, who did finish his colonoscopy, apparently it cleaned him out in some way because he came out and he said that we should respect the verdict because the jury system works, which is the best thing he has said in his entire time as presidency, so far as I am concerned. Here was what it sounded like when the jury announced its verdict earlier today.
State of Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read?
Okay, if you can't see the video, Rittenhouse essentially collapses in tears. Now, remember, we were told by the entire blue checkmarked media that when he cried on the stand while recounting what happened to him that night, it was because white tears, it was all fake, just like it was fake for Brett Kavanaugh. I want you to remember this, because the media lied to you, and they lied to you routinely. Never forget that these people created this situation in the first place. Remember, this all began with a lie. It began with the lie that Jacob Blake was an alleged rapist. The police were calm on him because he went to his ex-girlfriend's home. She called the cops. The police arrived. He resisted arrest. He had a knife and turned his back on the cops while holding a knife and was shot for his trouble. The media treated that as a vicious white supremacist murder by the cops. That led to riots in Kenosha. Those riots in Kenosha were defended by the media as mostly peaceful. Kyle Rittenhouse then went to Kenosha in order to protect private property and provide medical aid, at which point he was attacked by three people, all of whom had significant criminal records, one of whom was an actual convicted child molester. He shot two of them. All three were white. And then the media declared that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist mass shooter. The media created the situation. They fomented the situation. They lit the fire, and then they watched it burn, and then they fanned the flames, because this is what they are. They are garbage beginning to end. They lied to you. They lied about the situation. They continue to lie today. I'm going to go all the way back to the beginning. This is right after the Rittenhouse shootings. Here's a little compendium of our friends in the media completely botching the facts and lying to Americans over and over and over again.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter. He's a 17-year-old kid. He shouldn't have had a gun. He crossed state lines to supposedly protect property. No, he was going out to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
A 17-year-old vigilante, arguably a domestic terrorist, picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy who's deeply racist, went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest looking to get in trouble. He did. He murdered a couple of people.
Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old kid, just running around, shooting and killing protesters.
You see, the 17-year-old who was radicalized by Trumpism took his AR-15 to Kenosha and became a killer.
A white, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving, Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
These people are garbage. They were lying to you at the time. And here's the thing. Now that we know, they continue to lie. They continue to lie. Okay, and the Biden campaign lied about Kyle Rittenhouse. This was not just the media. It was a Democrat media complex dedicated to the lie that what happened in Kenosha was a righteous explosion of anger at white supremacy in the United States, and therefore that Kyle Rittenhouse was an evil emissary of the Trump campaign and white supremacy more generally. This was a lie that was promulgated by Joe Biden's campaign. It was Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who were calling up Jacob Blake. It was Kamala Harris, the current vice president of the United States, who told alleged rapist Jacob Blake that she was proud of him. That she was proud of him. It was the president of the United States who called up Jacob Blake and talked with him and said he talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. They fomented this. Here was an ad from the Joe Biden campaign, September 2020.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
do, that,
do
it? I can say,
there's the image of Kyle Rittenhouse in the middle of that Joe Biden campaign ad. They created this. They own it. And now here's the thing. They got caught in the lie, just like with Covington Catholic, just like with Brett Kavanaugh, just like with the Russia hoax, just like with all of it. They got caught in the lie because they are liars, because they are liars beginning to end. The narrative is the only thing that matters. And they were willing to make the blood sacrifice of Kyle Rittenhouse in order to promote that narrative. And here's the thing. They are still willing to make the blood sacrifice in order to promote the narrative, because now the facts are out. It was justifiable at the beginning to say, you know what? Let's wait. Let's see. And then it became pretty quickly not justifiable because all the tape emerged. And then the prosecution happened. And maybe the prosecution had something. Maybe they had a piece of evidence that we didn't know about it. Maybe they knew something that you didn't. But it turned out they knew nothing. It turned out they had no evidence. They had nothing. Nada. In fact, all of their witnesses were defense witnesses. And still the media couldn't stop lying. Still, the political actors in the Democratic Party could not stop lying. Kyle Rittenhouse had to be the face of evil white supremacy. Kyle Rittenhouse had to be the face of Trumpism. And even after his acquittal today, the media continue to promulgate the lie. They are rewriting history in real time. You don't let them do it. I won't let them do it. None of us should let them do it. They are liars, and allowing them to rewrite history in real time, rewrite fact patterns in real time, it means the end of the country, the end of the truth. We're going to fight that. We will be right back. Stick around. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Light with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So as I say, the Democrat media complex, they created this and they are liars and they will maintain the lie. Just because Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted today, as he should have been legally and morally, does not mean that these bastards won't continue to lie to you and lie about the country and lie about the state of play. Now, earlier I said that Joe Biden had come out and he had said that he didn't watch the trial. And so he really had no opinion and the jury had done its job. And that's what Joe Biden said. Now he's released a statement. It's amazing. The man can't do anything right for more than 22 seconds before Ron Klain steers him wrong again. He just released a statement. Did our not all there president. Quote, "While the verdict in Kenosha will leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken." Why are you angry and concerned? Was it because you slandered Kyle Rittenhouse as a white supremacist in your campaign ad? Are you angry and concerned because he might sue your ass for defamation, as you probably should? Why are you angry and concerned, sir? What do you know about this trial that we don't? They are liars, and they will rewrite history to make the lie stick. This is why they keep trotting out Michael Brown as though he was an innocent, or Jacob Blake as though he was an innocent. Because all that matters is the narrative. They will continue to lie and lie and lie. Do not pay attention to them. Get better news sources and tell all your friends to do the same. Here, let me just give you this. Here is Yahoo News' description. This is post-acquittal. Okay, post-acquittal. Here was their description of what happened to Rittenhouse. Quote, "Rittenhouse was 17 when he carried an AR-style semi-automatic rifle on the streets of Kenosha during a turbulent protest against racial injustice in the summer of 2020 and opened fire on demonstrators, killing Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and seriously wounding Gage Grossroots." Okay, that is the least accurate description of what happened I have ever seen. According to Yahoo News, after the trial, after the video, after drone footage, after witness testimony, after physical evidence, after that, their description of this was not Kyle Rittenhouse went to Kenosha in the middle of riots to defend private property. He was accosted by a convicted child molester and chased. He turned around and shot that man when he lunged for the gun. Then he was chased by a mob who was trying to kill him, and he shot two other people, killing one. That would be an accurate depiction of what happened. According to Yahoo News, he just arrived during a turbulent protest and then opened fire on demonstrators, just randomly spraying them with bullets, apparently. These liars. They are liars. They lied to you. And if this were you, they would lie about you because they don't care how many eggs they have to break in order to make the omelet. They do not care. If you are an obstacle to their utopian vision of what America should be like, they will break you. They will destroy you. They would have gladly sent a 17-year-old kid to prison for the rest of his life for an act of self-defense. And they are weeping today because Kyle Rittenhouse isn't going to spend the rest of his life behind bars for a crime he never committed and didn't commit on video. Here was CNN today, decrying the legal process. Oh, well, you know, the problem with the legal process, says CNN, is that, you know, really the law is just favorable to the defendant.
The law in Wisconsin is very favorable to a defendant claiming self-defense. The prosecution has to affirmatively disprove self-defense beyond a reasonable doubt. If the jury went back there and had some reasonable doubt, then they were to return a not guilty verdict. And that, it appears, is what they've done.
Well, you know, the law of self, by the way, can I explain something? The law of self-defense is a key element of every legal regime ever in human history. If there's a legal regime, it includes the law of self-defense. That is the only law that mattered here. This is not because the law was favorable to the defense. It's because the defendant didn't commit a crime. They all know this, but they're going to lie. They're going to pretend that he got off on a technicality. He did not get off on a technicality, Kyle Rittenhouse. He got off because he never should have been indicted in the first place, and only because the prosecutor is a despicable lying hack was this ever brought. By the way, this speaks to a broader fact, which is that Republicans, conservatives, freedom-minded people need to start electing DAs who aren't outgrowths of a progressive legal thinking system that believes that you should indict people for no reason so long as they fit the check marks that you need for your narrative. It wasn't just that guy on CNN. You got Bob Bianchi, former head prosecutor for New Jersey, Morris County, New Jersey on CNN, saying, you know, innocence, well, yeah, it's a mistaken belief.
It's not about narratives. It's unfortunate that narratives is a tail wagging the dog here. It's the facts that came out during the course of the case that showed that those narratives were in large part completely inaccurate. And so this jury did its job by looking at the facts, taking its time, deliberating over the evidence. And even though it may have been a mistaken belief, they believe Kyle Rittenhouse, under those circumstances, felt not only death, but great bodily harm. A lot of people are missing that.
Mistaken belief? Where's the mistaken belief coming from? He's doing well until he gets to mistaken belief. Okay, this isn't the worst of the worst. Okay, this is not even close to the worst of the worst. You got MSNBC, all of their guests doing the same thing. Eugene Robinson says this is a vindication of vigilantism. Weird, because what it seems like more is a vindication of the fact that if a child molester tries to grab your gun, you can shoot him. Or the vindication of the fact that if a man approaches you with a pistol to shoot you, you're allowed to shoot him in the bicep. Or the fact that if somebody tries to smack you in the face with a skateboard repeatedly, you can shoot him. That doesn't sound super a lot like vigilantism.
You know, it's, so there are unique things about this case. What concerns me, though, is that the result will be seen as a vindication of vigilantism, of what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing, the larger context of what he was doing, you know, during these demonstrations over the shooting of Jacob Blake.
You got Ben Rhodes doing the same routine, the former hack writer turned foreign policy advisor. He says, quote, a very dark message sent to all the other heavily armed would-be vigilantes out there. Oh, it's about vigilantism now. Well, you know what? For most of them, it's about race. They're still trying to turn this into a race case. Every person Kyle Rittenhouse shot was white. Kyle Rittenhouse is white. There are no black people involved in this case, period. None. It does not matter. You know what's trending on Twitter today? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was trending on Twitter. This case does not include a single black human. Not one. It does not matter. It has to fit the narrative. Which is why you have, for example, Celeste Ng, who is the writer of Little Fires Everywhere, tweeting out, so basically it's cool to just have an AR-15 and go out and hunt black people as long as you're white. The people he shot weren't even black. What are you talking about? Doesn't matter. Stephen King, quote, so the white guy goes free? Is that the message? No, the message is that the white guy can defend himself just like anybody else. Hey, you have Nicole Hannah-Jones. Remember, Nicole Hannah-Jones is seen as a real intellectual by the left. I don't know what to make of that. I honestly don't know whether that means that the left is just so unbelievably stupid, like with the brain power of an earthworm, that to them she looks brilliant, or they're just patronizing her by pretending that she's smart. Because Nicole Hannah-Jones has never said a true thing as far as I'm aware. It was just last week when she claimed that we dropped the A-bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki because of the sunk cost fallacy. Because we wanted to prove that we'd spent our money wisely on the Manhattan Project. I mean, she's a complete fool from beginning to end. So here's what this complete fool had to tweet. Quote, in this country, you can even kill white people and get away with it if those white people are fighting for black lives. This is the legacy of 1619. So just to get this straight, a white man shooting a white child molester and a white criminal and a white person trying to kill him is the legacy of 1619. Weird. Weird take by Nicole Hannah-Jones. By the way, she then followed up that tweet by suggesting that he crossed state lines with a gun, which he didn't even do. Because she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. Because she doesn't care what she's talking about. Because the facts do not matter. They don't matter. Here's Joy Reid, the bloviating bag of stupid over on MSNBC. Quote, we knew, but it's sometimes helpful to remind ourselves how America was designed to work. It continues to work as designed. We have learned again what is considered legal for some people to do in America. It's helpful to know where you stand in your country. Be safe out there. Self-defense is legal for everyone, Joy. For everyone. But she says only some people will be acquitted under these circumstances. Weird, because at the beginning of October, the city of Chicago literally refused to prosecute a case in which two members of gangs were shooting at each other. One person died and two suspects were wounded. And the city of Chicago was like, we're not even going to prosecute them. Everyone involved was a person of color. Okay, like, I don't know what the hell she's talking about or what she thinks she's talking about, but this passes for wisdom in left-wing circles. She also put out a blog post, not the old blog post where she ripped on gay people, a new blog post. It says, Kyle Rittenhouse trial was designed to protect white conservatives who kill. Nailed it. Meanwhile, Letitia James, who wants to run for governor of New York after kneecapping Andrew Cuomo, she tweeted out, this is a dark day for our justice system. As a lawyer, I respect jury verdicts, but this is yet another reminder that our system needs to be uprooted and reformed. So you don't respect jury verdicts. You just want to destroy the system. These folks are, they're rewriting history. And I promise you, 3 years from now, the left will still be saying that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist murderer. They will still be citing the name of Joseph Rosenbaum as some sort of martyr to the cause of black lives. Even though he's the only person in the entire situation who did anything that had to do with race. By the way, what did he have to do with race that night? He shouted the N-word. But he was the guy defending black lives. Cori Bush, the liar who suggested that when she was marching in Ferguson, Missouri, white people were camped out on a hill nearby shooting at her, which is a complete lie, fabrication, made up, top to bottom. She tweeted out, the judge, the jury, the defendant, it's white supremacy in action. This system isn't built to hold white supremacists accountable. That's why black and brown folks are brutalized and put in cages while white supremacist murderers walk free. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I'm heartbroken. Amazing. The narrative demands that this be about the subjugation of black people. There are no black people involved. So they'll just ignore that and just go right for it anyway. It's incredible. By the way, I hope Kyle Rittenhouse sues these jackasses into the ground. I hope that he Covington Catholics these people into bankruptcy. I hope that Kyle Rittenhouse has a house made of money when all this is over. I hope that Kyle Rittenhouse is sitting atop a pile of cash because of these people. Just because they are liars and they deserve it. Bill de Blasio, the commie groundhog murderer from New York, he tweeted out, Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum are victims. They should be alive today. They're victims, you see. Anthony Huber, who was convicted of assaulting his brother and mother, and Joseph Rosenbaum, convicted child molester, both of whom attempted to murder a 17-year-old. They're victims, according to Mayor Bill de Blasio. That's not a surprise. He is kind of friendly with some terrorist groups. He says they should be alive today. The only reason they're not is because a violent, dangerous man chose to take a gun across state lines and start shooting people. To call this a miscarriage of justice is an understatement. It's a lie. It's all entirely a lie, and they know it's a lie, and they don't care. They don't. This is the part that's so mind-boggling. Just if you're a moral human being, you should care at least a little about the truth of particular fact patterns. They don't care at all. It's not like we don't have video of this stuff. We have video of Kyle Rittenhouse that night before any of the shootings take place explaining why he was there. This is clip 22. Here's Kyle Rittenhouse that night explaining why he was there. Does this sound like a young man who is looking to murder people? Does this sound like a young man who is looking to come to Kenosha and just start strafing people with bullets?
So people are getting injured, and our job is to protect this business, and part of my job is also help people. If there's somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my residence, because I need to protect myself, obviously. But I'm glad I mentioned. We're protecting from the citizens, and I just got pepper sprayed by a person in the crowd.
So you had non-lethal, but you didn't respond.
We don't have non-lethal.
So you guys are full on ready to defend the property?
Yes, we are. Hey, now, medic. If I can ask, can you guys step back? Hey. Medical, EMS right here. I'm an EMT.
Okay, and then at the end of the video, he's called off to do some medical help for one of the people who's rioting. Sounds like a guy who's just out there to murder people. Adriano Espaillat, who's a representative from New York, congressman, he said, Kyle Rittenhouse is living proof that white tears can still forestall justice. A murderer is once again walking free today. Our system is terribly broken. Why? Because Kyle Rittenhouse cried. He had the temerity to cry in court. White tears. So they're just reading from the hymnal of Robin DiAngelo. White tears are bad because white tears elicit emotional responses in white juries. And this is just another example of black people being subjugated. You know the pretzels they have to twist themselves in to stick their heads this far up their own asses? Honest to God. Joe Biden and other Democrats who think like he does about these particular issues, I have to wonder why they even had to perform a colonoscopy. Couldn't Joe Biden just see in there? Apparently all the Democrats can. Gavin Newsom, the androgynous human Ken doll, governor of California, he tweeted, America today, you can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, shoot and kill people, and get away with it. That's the message we've just sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. Is it, though? Is that the message that we sent? Because the message that you guys kept sending is that riots were good. Property destruction was good. Hell, attempting to murder a 17-year-old was good. All of that was good. That made you a hero. It made you a person worthy of emulation and defense. They are rewriting reality in real time. And if you're not mad about it, you got to get mad about it. It's important to be mad about it. It's important because you need to tell everyone you know that these people are liars and they cannot be trusted. Because if they lie about this, they lie about everything. And they do. And they do. Okay, in just 1 second, we're going to get to the ACLU's response. Remember that time the ACLU was the American Civil Liberties Union, as opposed to a hack organization of Democrat media sycophants? Well, wait until you hear what they had to say about this case. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the liars are lying, and they will continue lying until you believe the lie. That is the message that we are getting from our media today and from the Democrat media complex generally. The ACLU, which used to be in favor of civil liberties. I'm old enough to remember when they were in favor of civil liberties. I mean, it was right in their name. ACLU. The C and the L stood for civil liberties. Now, They're tweeting out just lies about Kyle Rittenhouse. Quote, despite Kyle Rittenhouse's conscious decision to travel across state lines and injure one person and take the lives of two people protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake by police, he was not held responsible for his actions. Unfortunately, this is not surprising. This is not surprising. It is far too easy to overlook the impact that violence in defense of white supremacy has on the black and brown communities. There's no evidence that he was a white supremacist. Also, by the way, you will notice that, you know, one of the things you're allowed to do in the United States is drive across state lines. Despite his conscious decision to travel across state lines, says the ACLU. You notice a thing that you're allowed to do in the United States, drive across state lines. And also his conscious decision to defend himself, which was the entire basis of his defense. The ACLU is a joke, but they're all jokes. The Daily Show, hilarious, The Daily Show, so funny, The Daily Show. They tweeted out, Justin, Judge Schrader sentences Kyle Rittenhouse to come give him a big hug. Because that's what this is all about, isn't it? It's all about all of the white people getting together and giving each other hugs. That's what it's all about. Isn't that charming? Meanwhile, I got Nina Turner, who's running for the House in Ohio's 11th district, tweeting, quote, America doesn't have a justice system. We have an injustice system. How clever. You see what she did right there? She put an in front of the justice. America doesn't have a justice system. We have an injustice system, one that sees nothing wrong with cops shooting Jacob Blake in the back and nothing wrong with killing people protesting that shooting. Jacob Blake was correctly shot. And no, I don't have any problem with people being shot in self-defense. They were not shot protesting the shooting. Again, they are just changing the fact pattern. They're just changing the fact pattern and lying about it. And I'm never going to get over this. I'm never going to get over the fact that they just make bleep up. That's what they do. It's disgusting. It really is. The entire left wing has decided to just make things up. It's incredible. Here's Colin Kaepernick, quote, we just witnessed a system built on white supremacy validate the terroristic act of a white supremacist. No evidence whatsoever presented at trial, before or after, that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. This only further validates the need to abolish our current system. White supremacy cannot be reformed, says the former backup quarterback who kneels for the national anthem and earns millions of dollars while getting specials on Netflix. By the way, the only evidence I've ever seen in my life that capitalism ought to be abolished is the fact that Colin Kaepernick makes money. That is the only reason I've ever seen that makes any sense to me as to why capitalism needs to be overthrown. Because if complete idiots, in the technical sense, like Colin Kaepernick, can make enormous quantities of money lying about the United States and whining about the United States while pulling down those kind of checks, maybe that is a problem with capitalism. That is the only Marxist case I've ever seen made is Colin Kaepernick. Meanwhile, Representative Jerry Nadler, he tweeted out that the verdict was heartbreaking. Quote, this heartbreaking verdict is a miscarriage of justice and sets a dangerous precedent which justifies federal review by the DOJ. So now he wants Merrick Garland to come in and review the case. Justice cannot tolerate armed person crossing state lines looking for trouble while people engage in First Amendment protected protest. Again, it's just every element of that is a lie. He was not armed when he crossed the state line. Second, he was not looking for trouble. Third, the people who he shot were not engaged in First Amendment protest. You know what's not First Amendment protest? Drawing a gun on a guy while approaching him like Gage Grosskreutz, or bashing somebody in the head like Anthony Huber was doing with a skateboard, or chasing somebody down and trying to grab their gun like Joseph Rosenbaum. Okay, the fact that they lie like this means you should always doubt their narratives. You should always doubt it because there's not one iota of evidence to back anything that they are saying. The trial, if they'd watched it for 5 seconds and cared about the truth, would have debunked every argument they are making, every single one. The prosecution's own witnesses were debunking these arguments. Gage Grosskreutz, for example, admitted he pulled a gun on Rittenhouse before Rittenhouse shot him. But apparently he's a victim, engaging in First Amendment protected activities, according to these jackasses. This is clip 23, Gage Grosskreutz admitting in open court that he was justifiably shot.
It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, with your gun, now your hands down, pointed at him, that he fired, right?
Correct.
Unreal. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because they must have their talking point. So understand this. When it comes to the media, when it comes to the Democrats, you don't matter. Individuals don't matter. The only thing that matters is the stories they can derive from a bunch of false fact patterns they make up. And if the fact patterns don't fit, they will just rewrite the fact patterns. They will just say things that aren't true. They're doing it right now in real time. They're trending George Floyd on Twitter as though this has something to do with George Floyd. They're trending Black Lives Matter on Twitter as though this has something to do with Black Lives Matter. They're suggesting openly that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Some of them are going so far. The UK Independent is suggesting that he shot black people. None of that's true. It doesn't matter. The narrative will morph. The facts will morph to meet the narrative. Because when you have a vision of utopia the way the left does, lives don't matter. They don't. They would have been perfectly happy today if Kyle Rittenhouse had been sentenced to life in prison for defending himself from criminals attempting to murder him. They would have been happy today. They would have been celebrating in the streets. What's one blood sacrifice or another between friends seeking utopia? All righty, this is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. A verdict in Wisconsin.
After 3.5 days of deliberation,
we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Rittenhouse sagged and collapsed as he was acquitted of all charges. Rittenhouse brought an AR-style semi-automatic rifle and a medical kit to a night of tumultuous protests over police violence in the summer of 2020. Rittenhouse argued self-defense in the shooting of Joseph Rosenbaum, saying he was attacked. Then, after being chased by bystanders, shot to death protester Anthony Huber, who hit him with a skateboard, and wounded demonstrator Gage Grosskreutz, who admitted pointing a gun of his own at Rittenhouse. Here's defense attorney Mark Richards.
It's nice to know that when individuals take a stand to defend themselves, that the jury system in this country will recognize the right of self-defense.
Some Americans hailed him as a hero who exercised his Second Amendment gun rights and tried to put a stop to lawlessness in Kenosha that night, while others condemned him as a vigilante. Courtroom audio, courtesy Court TV. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, scientists are somewhat mystified as Africa seems to avoid a COVID disaster.
When the coronavirus first emerged last year, many feared the pandemic would sweep across Africa, killing millions. Although it's still unclear what COVID-19's ultimate toll will be, that catastrophic scenario has yet to materialize. Scientists emphasize that obtaining accurate COVID-19 data, particularly in African countries with patchy surveillance, is extremely difficult, and warn that declining coronavirus trends could easily be reversed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spanish authorities trying to locate a group of Dutch tourists who left a hotel where they'd been quarantined after testing positive. Police continue searching for them, and airports in the vicinity remain on full alert. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
A group of state attorneys general investigating Instagram and its effects on children and young adults. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The attorneys general say Instagram's parent company Facebook, recently named Meta Platforms, ignored research about the harms it causes to young people. The investigation is led by a bipartisan coalition of attorneys general from California, Florida, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont. It comes on the heels of newspaper reports, first by the Wall Street Journal, that found that the company knew about the harms Instagram can cause to teenagers when it comes to mental health and body image issues. Jeremy House reporting.
President Biden Friday had his first routine physical since taking office. Later, he told reporters that he's feeling just fine. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Ford Motor Company in talks with computer chip maker Global Foundries. John Scott reports.
The plan is to shore up its semiconductor supplies as it tries to avoid factory shutdowns in the future. The deal aims to boost supplies with joint development of automotive-grade chips, and it could result in joint manufacturing to support the auto industry. Ford has been hit particularly hard by a global shortage of computer chips that has affected nearly all automakers. Like other companies, Ford at times has had to temporarily close factories and even build models without some computers and install them later. John Scott reporting.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate has unanimously approved the nomination of Charles Sams III as National Park Service Director. That makes him the first ever Native American to lead that agency. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Proud to say that when we finished implementing that Recovery Act, we determined that there had been less than 0.2% waste, fraud, or abuse. And I was, and it was how I learned and earned the nickname Sheriff Joe from President Obama. Because I made it a point every single day for well over a year to stay on top of how the money was being used.
Really? I would like to see the accounting of that. Can you show us your work, sir? Happy Friday. Friday-luya. Friday-luya to you. Mike Opelka sitting in for my friend Chris Plant today on the Chris Plant Show. Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe, given that name from Barack Obama back when the American Recovery Act was pouring money into Joe's home state of Delaware and into Illinois, another favorite blue state location. $790 billion was spent, some of it misspent. And we all know the funneling of money to places like Solyndra and those then wasted green energy projects. Joe doesn't have those in his numbers, I'm pretty sure. But happy Friday. Welcome to Friday. Mike Opelka, as I said, in for Chris Plant today. We have to get to a lot of things. And I'm a little tired because I stayed up well past my bedtime to watch Kevin McCarthy speechifying last night. And while I'm not the biggest Kevin McCarthy fan, I feel like he's the guy who took the worst job available in case the House is once again under the control of the Republicans and he'll have the first ticket to be the Speaker. I think he took that job knowing full well he was going to be thumped by Nancy Pelosi almost every single day, abused by the media. And he's not exactly the smoothest speechifier, if you will, but I gotta give him credit. I have to give the man credit. He went for it. He lasted 8 hours and 33 minutes. Can we get the Guinness people in there to deliver some sort of certificate? And I also, I wanna know the answer to the question. How did he do it? Seriously, how did we do it? those of us who've done cross-country trips and driven cars for long periods of time, especially with spouses, we all wonder how did you... He was there for 8 hours and 33 minutes without a potty break. How does that happen? Seriously, we want to know. We need to know. Now, I know the physics of the Texas catheter. You don't have to explain it to me. Anyhow, it's not like a regular hospital catheter. It's a little more DIY than that. And I don't mean to bring this up early in the show, but inquiring minds, let's face it. The guy's up there for 8 hours and 33 minutes. Did he eat sponges for lunch? Is that how that works? I don't know. I just want the answer. Was there a trucker's friend under? No, it wasn't really a covered podium, lectern, whatever you want to call it. If you know, share the information, please. 888-630-9625 is the number. 888-630-9625. I did say I will give Kevin McCarthy some props. He spoke pretty darn clearly. I didn't hear too many fumbles. But then again, I stepped out because I had to take a bathroom break. But I'll give you a little sample here.
I don't know if this speech is going to make a difference. But in my heart, I know America will know more about it. The one thing you ought to know, I tell the Americans, it's your money. What do you do with your money is for you to decide, not Washington bureaucrats.
Well, therein lies the really critical difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, isn't it? That most of us in the conservative sphere believe that it's your money and you should have a say in deciding how it's spent. Just like we believe they are your children and you should have a say in what's being taught to them. The Democrats on the other side, nah, they're not thinking like that. They're thinking they know better. Even someone as uneducated and as ignorant as AOC thinks she knows better how to spend your money. They truly are people who look at us as subjects, and they themselves are the elected royalty of this country. It's phenomenal. But I give McCarthy props for that. We're expecting this vote to come down sometime this morning. Nancy Pelosi called it a temper tantrum. I'm guessing because, you know, when you point a finger at somebody, there's 3 point back at you, that there may have been a temper tantrum in the speaker's corner. And I haven't seen this yet. I haven't heard this yet. But Michael Piercy, who's been working overtime to try and prep me for today's show, mentioned that there was, in fact, some shenanigans that were going on in the House while this was happening. And this AOC apparently sneaked out of the House during the speech last night and found the empty cloakroom, which is always funny. It's like a 1960s grammar school phrase. The cloakroom. Yes, because that's where they all wear cloaks and have top hats when they come into the House chamber. They hang up their top hats and their cloaks, and then they go in and do their work. But AOC apparently thought that she needed to share some knowledge with us.
I'm popping on Instagram live from the House floor of the United States Representatives.
The cloakroom.
Very secretive place. I don't know. Anyways, live from the cloakroom of the United States House of Representatives, one of the worst, lowest quality speeches I have ever had. Look at this. The absolute atrocious lack of privilege to witness. Kevin McCarthy speaking against unions, speaking against universal child care, and universal pre-K, child care, etc.
Interesting, isn't it? You know, well, she is an expert on terrible speeches. She's an expert on terrible, awful, uneducated presentations. So I guess we have to give her some props and maybe respect it. But the things she found offensive were government welfare takeovers of children. And the issue of unions, that's a really interesting point that Alexandria occasionally coherent brought up. The issue of unions in this country. We keep hearing Joe Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the president, speaking about this bill. And Nancy Pelosi says it, too. And they always mention good-paying union jobs. That always seems to come up in their presentation. Matter of fact, I have a little bit of Joe Biden when he was out speechifying and trying to sell this bill to the American people.
This law was supported by business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, organized labor, who understands this about jobs. Special thanks to the AFL-CIO, the United Auto Workers, electric workers, the IBEW, the iron workers. It goes on. Who would I leave out? Pardon me? And my wife is a member of the union, the NEA. I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you are going to get in trouble. Let's hope pretty soon. Anyway, he's always mentioning the unions, and Pelosi has talked the last couple of days about this bill being a key to thousands of good union jobs. Thousands of good union jobs. Well, the people at Gallup decide to look into that. The people at the Gallup polling place. So they looked at that. We're on the 125th anniversary of Labor Day. Last Labor Day we celebrated. And so looking at union gigs, how many people in America do you think are part of the union? How many working people are part of the union? That's an interesting number. Because if you break it down, 6% of the private sector belongs to a union. 6%, a mere 6% of the private sector are members of a union where they work. Now, on the flip side of that, more than a third of government employees belong to a union, and Pelosi and company want to increase that. It's currently 37% of government employees belong to a union. 37% versus 6%. Do we see the problem here? Yeah, the government. And now there are, I'm going to flat out tell you, there are union gigs that are important, that the union is there to do that collective bargaining. But I'm not sure every one of these workers needs to be in a union. This is the Democrats. They believe the government employee is their base and may just be the biggest part of their base. So for AOC to mention that, oh, how horrific that Kevin McCarthy spoke out and was not in favor of unionizing every employee of a company in America, because that's what the ultimate goal is, to bring the unions and private business back to prominence in this country. Private sector employees, 6%. Government employees, 37%. And I guarantee you, if this thing goes through and the home health care worker provision in there is actually foisted upon us, those people are all going to be members of a union, too. There's no two ways around it. And we might as well call it the American Union. And I wanted to put the word Soviet in there, but it's a socialist union, the American Socialist Union. There's a whole lot of stuff to get to today. We must share with you some of the gems from Senator John Kennedy. I like to call him JFK because it irritates the left. Senator Kennedy, JFK, was absolutely on point yesterday in the banking committee hearing when he was grilling the woman who sounds like she came right out of the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoons. She sounds like she should be making big trouble for the moose and squirrel. Yeah, Senator Kennedy was rocking and rolling. There was big news in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse yesterday, but it was outside of the courthouse. And we need to talk about this because a major media organization has been banned from covering a trial. It's kind of interesting. I'm a big fan of the First Amendment, a big fan of a free media, but the judge yesterday banned NBC News, MSNBC from the courthouse. And we have to talk about that. There's some real interesting twists and turns in that. So I'm not a fan of MSNBC. I'm not defending in any way, shape, or form what their employee, and I have to use air quotes with my fingers around the word employee, what their employee was doing, because apparently it was shady. But was this guy an employee? We'll find out. We also will have an episode today, since it's Friday, of America's favorite new segment.
What in God's name is Joe Biden trying to say?
Yes, yes. Joe Biden gifted us with a little bit of audio gem yesterday that we'll share with you. There may be more than one. So we'll get to a little bit of Joe Biden's shortcomings. We'll cover Senator Kennedy and his brilliant grilling. We have an update on the sentencing of the QAnon January 6th shaman and the treatment of the other people being held. It's really interesting. It's coming up later in the show. And, of course, your calls at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher than it is right now. Dollar losing value, and let's not forget about inflation. The highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008? So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you and me, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. Real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. The kind you can actually hold in your hand or have in your IRA. There's no time better than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-707-GOLD. They'll send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse. Call Oxford Gold today at 833-707-GOLD. Oxford is here to protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-707-GOLD.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget. Guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, the stunning scale of a massive storefront banner. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. It's what we call our Print Big Promise. We're not only committed to getting your print job right, we're committed to treating your small business like a big deal, to bringing your ideas to life and giving you guidance from start to finish. Stop by Staples today and try our Print Big Promise. You'll be glad you did. Staples, where small business prints big.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
It is Friday. It is the Chris Plant Show. Sans Chris Plant today. Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant. Thrilled to be here because this audience gets it. Because we always have fun and we cover all the news. We were talking earlier about the Kevin McCarthy marathon speech and 8 hours and 33 minutes, and how Alexandria Occasionally Coherent sneaked out and went into the House cloakroom, and God knows they're probably playing spin the bottle or something with the members of the squad or truth or dare or something they were doing. But she sent out a Facebook Live video critiquing the minority leader. But there's more. There's more from AOC that's worth listening to because it's just so downright laughable.
He has managed to speak for over an hour with one of the lowest vocabularies I have ever seen coming from a member of House leadership of any party. It is stunning to me how long a person can talk, knowing and exhibiting and communicating so little.
A tale told by an idiot, filled with sound and fury. Oh, dear God. They just don't know. They don't understand. They have no clue as to how stupid, how foolish, how uneducated they sound. Now, I'm not the biggest Kevin McCarthy fan. I salute his bravery, his tenacity, and in this case, I think it's okay to say intestinal fortitude. We still don't know. No one has called in and tried to explain how you make it that long without, a bathroom break. And you're welcome, especially if you're a medical professional or if you're someone who's done this. 888-630-9625. It's a Herculean task, to say the least. We're also going to get into something today, and I'm going to need your help on this. And I know Chris talked about it a couple days ago when we heard from Jen Psaki, the press secretary, and from the president himself about his nickname. And they're trying to revive an old nickname for Joe Biden. This was the press secretary a couple of days ago.
The president is very focused. They call him Sheriff Joe for a reason.
I learned and earned the nickname Sheriff Joe from President Obama.
Hmm. And we all wondered, we all speculated, Joe Biden wandering around the Oval Office, maybe with a pair of chaps and cap pistols and a vest and a little tin star on, and he's Sheriff Joe, and if he comes into the cabinet meeting, if they had cabinet meetings, because they really don't have cabinet meetings, do they? I don't think we've had one in 5 months, is it? And there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Sheriff Joe. Well, that nickname, I don't know if it's going to stick. It came from back in the American Recovery Act days when we spent all that money. And Biden bragged about it. I think Michael's got that clip, too, from when Joe bragged about the initial tattooing of Sheriff Joe on him. Did you play that earlier when he said, yeah,
I'm proud to say. I'm proud to say that when we finished implementing that Recovery Act, it was determined that there had been less than 0.2% waste, fraud, or abuse. And I was, and it was how I learned and earned the nickname Sheriff Joe from President Obama.
Yeah, that one that you played earlier that I've already forgotten. I need my Prevagen. I'm having a Sheriff Joe moment. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant. Let's come up with a new nickname for the president on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Adam Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Third payment.
It is the Chris Palacio, Mike Opelka, wishing you a happy Friday, Friday Luya to you. Sitting in for my friend Chris today. We have a lot to get to, of course. We will monitor what's going on in the House with this vote. It's expected that Pelosi has the votes to pass this awful monstrosity. Otherwise, she would not bring it to the floor. She doesn't like to lose. She likes everything to be absolutely fixed, and she doesn't want to have any surprises, or there will be hell to pay. There will be a bad day for everyone. So we'll keep an eye on that. We expect it's going to pass. Kevin McCarthy gets big props for doing what he did to fight to the end. And now it's got to go over to the Senate, which doesn't mean it's a sure thing either because of the Congressional Budget Office grading and the scoring. We'll see that as well. Just to know, Nancy Pelosi, who is this devout Catholic, just ask her, she'll tell you her favorite word is the word. Nancy Pelosi has confirmed that there is no Hyde Amendment in this bill. In this bill, there's no Hyde Amendment. In other words, there's nothing to prevent federal funds from paying for abortions to kill children.
Sometimes I too am a Catholic.
Exactly. We haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen that. She met with the Pope, but this is really stunning to me. Absolutely stunning. And that bishop's meeting that happened just recently, I wonder if they came out with a statement about either Pelosi or Biden and their ability to take communion. Fascinating turn if they would say no communion for you. But Pelosi confirmed it yesterday. There's no Hyde Amendment in there. Henry Hyde rolling in his grave right now. Henry Hyde fought valiantly for life. So we'll see what happens with the Senate. And I know I'm sounding like the fait accompli that this bill is going through. But again, Pelosi doesn't put things out without knowing the vote count. Otherwise, Steny Hoyer and James Clyburn would be on the discipline couch for miscounting the whip of the votes. The phones are starting to light up a little bit, and let's see what's going on. 888-630-9625 is the number. Donna, I recognize that name in Frederick, Maryland. Donna, welcome back to the program.
Hi, it's so nice to hear your voice again. It's always enjoyable when you fill in for Chris. With respect to Airhead Ocasio-Cortez, that woman just confounds me on so many levels. You know, she doesn't know what a recycle unit is in her sink in her apartment in New York City. She doesn't know how plants grow. It just, I can't believe that she's standing out there criticizing Kevin McCarthy. And you know what? I got to say, sometimes he does things that are really great. And I think this is one of those moments. And we've needed that. I am concerned about where Mitch McConnell goes. And as far as the fake Catholic, Nancy Pelosi, seriously, she's another one. It's just hard to believe they're where they are. And I pray to God that the people will take our country back sooner rather than later.
Well, I think people will start.
I wanted to tell you, I've known people, world record holders in my life.
Okay. What kind of records, though?
Yes. One in particular was a basketball dribbler, and the other was a drummer from Nashville. And both of them had grit, determination, and motivation.
So somebody won a Guinness World Record or was accredited with a Guinness World Record for dribbling a basketball?
Correct.
Okay. It's the greatest country on the planet, people. It's the greatest country on the planet. And what was the other record? I missed it.
The other was drumming endurance. They used to keep longevity records. I think they stopped in the late 80s, but it was for a certain amount of hours, and the guy was based in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Great guy, great drummer, and
a world record holder, and he's got a Guinness record for drumming. I'm fascinated by some of these records. There's some pretty, like, pogo stick records. They're pretty, silly, so we shall see. Thank you, Donna. Thank you for the AOC thing. She confounds a lot of us. She makes a lot of us very nervous and confused because she's not smart, and she's now pretending.
Okay, everyone, I need your help. I am told this is a garbage disposal. It is terrifying. Is this environmentally sound? I don't know.
Oh, my God, it's magic. Look at this. I don't have to trim all of these back for smoothies, gardening, food that comes out of dirt. Like, it's magic.
I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived.
I am shook.
Shook. Shook. Yeah, she's shook, all right. I've got some other words for her. That's a wonderful montage. Victor's also on the phone from Silver Spring, Maryland. Victor, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Thank you. I was talking to my stockbroker the other day, as well as some of my trucking friends, and we were talking about the electric cars, and my broker was pointing out that the lithium battery alone is going to cause major problems. Number one, it comes from China, and China doesn't give a rip about the environment. So these batteries tend to overheat and catch fire. That was another thing. Also, in the cold weather, say up in Minnesota where it can easily get down to 20 below and lower, these cars will not work at all because it's too cold for the battery to have its chemical reaction.
Victor, I'm going to cut you off because it looks like this bill is passed. I will tell you I'm an electric vehicle owner, and I will tell you I'm also not an environmental wacko. I bought my car because it was fast and it was fun, and I fully understand the batteries are a problem. And China's got a big problem because they have more electric cars than we do, and they're finding that in 5 to 8 years, they're going to have a massive environmental problem with the batteries needing to be buried, recycled, sent into space. God knows what's going to happen with them. We hear there are companies that are beginning to find a way to break down these batteries. But as an engineering friend of mine says, try and hand someone a fully baked cake and say, okay, take the eggs out of it. You can't. These batteries are going to be a problem. And we're only at 2-3% of our total vehicles in this country as electric vehicles. This will be a disaster environmentally. But the numbers are in at 220 to 209 in terms of the bill being passed. And there was a bunch of standing and cheering and a bunch of people are yahooing themselves. There was a nay vote on the Democrat side. Four Republicans did not vote. So 210 against 224, the bill, the monstrosity has passed, and it is now headed back over to the Senate. And we should see where this goes, because we haven't heard from Manchin. We'll get into the CBO scoring on this. The CBO has disproven what Joe Biden has told us forever and ever and ever, insisting that this thing is fully paid for. He believes it's fully paid for. Apparently, there are hundreds of billions of dollars that will be added to the debt and the deficit. And it's just Bravo Sierra. Completely Bravo Sierra. Terry's back on the AOC topic. Terry in Denver, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you for having me. I just wanted to correct the last lady. I think she said that AOC was going off on McCarthy. She was going off on Gosar.
I'm sorry, you were a little muffled. She was going off on who?
I apologize. She was going off on McCarthy, she said. But she was actually going off on Gosar for that, he should have thought about it, but how thin-skinned can these people be? What about the squad who every single day almost has something to say about Jews, and I'm not a Jew, has something to say about white people, has something to say about America, and it's all bad, and nothing happens to him. What about Eric Swalwell?
Yeah,
he's
well,
in the Foreign Intelligence Committee.
That's true. And Terry, I'm gonna redirect your anger, because the clip that Michael Piercy played was from last night during the speech. So it was not about Paul Gosar. AOC was not talking about Gosar. She was talking about McCarthy. The Gosar story, we put that issue to bed. That's on a separate tangent. But you're right. The Democrats forget. They have very short memories about how abusive they have been of so many people on the conservative side of the aisle, and Maxine Waters being one of the worst, in my opinion. And so it is interesting that we are predicting that when this thing comes back around, when it turns back around and the House is in the hands of the GOP, there will be a problem. I mentioned earlier that the vote, which is now looking like it's about to wrap up, it's 212 Republicans voting nay, one not voting yet, but there is one Democrat who voted no, who will be drawn and quartered probably. We will see what happened. It's obviously somebody who's in a district that needs to dance on the other side of the aisle to make sure they get reelected. So Jared Golden from Maine, I believe it is, Jared Golden of Maine, may be the person who voted no, citing the tax break for the wealthy. So Mr. Golden will get kudos from the progressive wing. Or at least from Bernie Sanders. There is a tax break from the wealthy in there. Well, we will see. We will see. All right, before I get out of here and take a break, I do want to get to the Joe Biden nickname thing, because Sheriff Joe isn't working for me, and some of the other names. So we'll go over some of the earlier names and see if that's a good idea. We also have Senator Kennedy and some incredible audio from Senator Kennedy we have to get to. But before I duck out of here, Mark is in Landover Hills, Maryland. Mark, welcome to the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mike, great job. It's always good to hear you. Some for Chris. I wish you had your own show, and you're making some really good points, buddy.
Thank you.
And you do an excellent job.
Thank you. I appreciate the support.
But what I wanted to tell you was, is people need to notice, Mike, the guy that answered the phone, I told him, is there's a reoccurring theme with these bozos and get-rich-quick morons that they don't have any forethought as to what they pass and what they do, that what's going to happen down the road. And that's what you were alluding to with the lithium-ion batteries and that kind of stuff. There's no forethought by them about anything because they're all of them are so much on the take and so influenced by the K Street mob that they don't care about the environment, just like the Chinese, buddy.
Yeah, if you really cared about the environment, you would not want electric vehicles on the road. And I understand that you can also say you wouldn't want gasoline-powered vehicles on the road, but they are nothing when you compare it to the deep environmental damage that will be inflicted upon the earth by all of these rare earth minerals being returned. And just mining cobalt is one of the more dangerous things in terms of jobs. It's so nasty and unhealthy. And yet China doesn't care because they have an endless supply of slave labor and they don't care about those people. So it's a fascinating thing to watch. I wouldn't mind having hydrogen do a little more powering of cars. Because then the only exhaust you would have is what? Water? We'll see. We'll see. And that's just needing to develop the network. But so many questions on that. As I said, we've got a lot to get to. Joe's nickname, Senator Kennedy. We're going to find out what's going on with the detainees from January 6th. Are they really being held in sort of a vaccine apartheid prison system? Something happening there. And, of course, your calls as well. 888-630-9625. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
People called him Sheriff Joe because he was so focused on cracking down on waste, fraud, and abuse. And he had a lot of success in doing that and overseeing that.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
With violent crime on the rise across the country, life is more dangerous than ever. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, the perfect non-lethal sidekick to your self-defense arsenal. Taser's energy weapons can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Designed for home defense, your daily commute, and everywhere you need to keep your family safe, take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, so you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you pull the trigger. And when you have to fire yours, Taser will replace it for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger and safer self-defense. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% when you go to Taser.com and enter promo code HOME, spelled TASER.com, promo code HOME. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Finding the right Medicare plan may feel impossible, but now it's anything but. With Walgreens Find Rx coverage tool, you can compare plans online, over the phone, or in person, making Medicare easier than ever. Easier than picking which true crime doc to watch, figuring out that Wi-Fi password, or putting the duvet cover back on. So if you can do those things, with Find Rx coverage, you can definitely Medicare. Find the plan that's right for you by visiting walgreens.com/Medicare.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Black Friday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
It is just a few minutes before 10 o'clock on the East Coast here. We told you that the bill passed in the House, and it's now heading over to the Senate. But I believe we have breaking news happening right now.
This is breaking news.
Wow, that's Donald Trump announcing breaking news. Yeah, it's breaking news indeed. Joe Biden's going in for a routine colonoscopy to make sure that everything's okay, there's no cancer stuff going on there. It's a smart thing for people over 50 to do. Colonoscopies are necessary. They're kind of troubling because of what happens before, and then there's a considerable amount of anesthesia involved. So Joe will be out of it. And I know what you're saying, fill in the joke here. Yeah, he's been out of it for quite some time. Joe will be out of it. So he needs to transfer power. And I have to give all appropriate credit to Michael Piercy for picking up on this. Kamala Harris is, at the moment, the president, or acting as president, because when Joe's incapacitated, make your own joke here, Kamala Harris is the president, first female president, even if it's only for however long the colonoscopy takes. And then Michael said, well, what if they rush that bill over to the Senate and they vote, and does Kamala, is she still allowed to break the tie? Can she be both vice president and president? That seems like one of those double-dipping things. Just saying.
Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Yeah. Kamala Harris, right now, I want everyone to take a moment, if you're a person of faith, and pray to whomever you pray to for Kamala Harris not to have to make any big decisions until Joe Biden comes out of whatever anesthetized situation he's in. This is really bizarre, I didn't plan on this happening. Do I have time to take one more call here, Michael?
President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona.
Yeah, they did. So they've been to medical facilities together. Al's on the phone from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Hey, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. You've been talking about our friend from New York, AOC. I think she ought to be called what she really is, the author of catastrophes.
If she could write... We all know that the Justice Democrats hand her pretty much everything that comes out of her mouth. She rarely speaks off the cuff. And when she does, you witnessed it in the cloakroom live stream. She mentioned that she was live, I think, 3 times in 40 seconds. She's not a person of great mental capacity. She is the creation of a group called Justice Democrats. If you don't understand who those people are, you need to. Their plan was to put 450 or whatever they needed, 400 plus progressives in the House of Representatives. They got one, and they're slowly building up a bullpen. She's the creation of a group of people who want to tear apart our brilliant country. Michael Pelka, sitting in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.